Is Donald Trump negotiating with the IRGC to achieve a denuclearization agreement today?
There's no negotiating with terrorists.
There's no negotiating with terrorists? What do you think happened in Afghanistan? Hello?
But I do seem to remember in 2016, a lot of the dialogue around his win was he only won because America's racist. Basically saying everyone who voted for him was racist.
She's trapped in 2016,
Obama,
like every other
way,
fucking
who got reelected.
Trump
so
voter. Wow,
based on
go
that,
figure.
After
at the very least, when she retires, it should be like 80%. Disability from the VA if you're this fucking retarded. Like, she should get some kind of payout. Like, this person, can this person even live on their own?
Tell me what you like about Iran or Palestine and how they treat women.
Like, let's see. Who is his strongest relationship with right now, as foreign leaders go? I feel like everybody in fucking Europe hates him. Okay, let's go to the Middle East. What do we get? We have a $400 million plane from Qatar. We gave him another airfield in the United States to train with. We've got tons of friendly things between Kushner and MBS for Saudi Arabia. We've got Erdogan's fucking bodyguards beating the shit out of Americans. I remember when Erdogan came here in Trump's first term that Trump didn't have shit to say about.
Strong alpha males like Donald J. I think that we need strong alpha males like Donald J. Trump, Spencer Pratt, and our loved Charlie Kirk.
Did you just unironically say strong alpha males?
We have laws in favor of women getting leadership roles.
Is it? Never mind.
Taking opportunities away from men. You are oppressed more than me.
Men are men, and men have testosterone, and men love beautiful women. And trust me, I would prefer a man that actually looks at women and is sexually attracted to women.
Dude.
They had to make things up to get Trump.
Bruh, this is not healthy.
Doesn't have to be a sexual predator. Any woman would love to be with Trump.
All right, listen, put your hand up if you would have sex with Donald Trump.
Has Donald Trump been a good president for women, or has America moved backward from expanding women's rights to debating how far those rights
go? Why are these glasses?
I'm John Regalado, and from Jubilee Media, this is Surrounded, where one brave soul faces a room full of disagreeers. Today, we are diving into what feminism means on both sides of the aisle, abortion rights, and President Trump's record. I'm here with our featured guest, progressive commentator, Dean Withers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You ready
to go? Thank
you. Oh, I'm excited. This will be fun.
All right. Are you all ready to debate Dean?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it.
I'm Dean Withers. I'm a 21-year-old liberal. I do political debate for a living. And today, I'm surrounded by 20 Trump supporters again. But this time, they're all women. My first surrounded claim is men aren't better at leading than women.
If you would like to debate this claim, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Good to see you again.
Welcome back, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. So the first claim is that men are not better at leading than women. And I'm honestly appalled that you as a woman would disagree. But I mean, if you want to start it off by telling us why you do think men are better at leading than women, the mic is all yours.
Well, how I'd like to start this off is I'd like you to define what a woman is.
Well, sure. I think that the definition of what a woman is ultimately irrelevant to this debate. And I'm willing to pre-assume your definition of what a woman is, i.e. an adult human female. See, if I were to give you my definition of what a woman is, an adult human individual that pertains to the social and cultural characteristics typical that of a female sex indexed to their gender identity, well, then all of a sudden we're going to be speaking past one another because we define the word woman differently.
Exactly.
So I'm more than happy to pre-assume your definition.
This place is kind of silly because you don't know what a woman is.
Well, I just told you what my definition of the word woman is. You just overlooked it.
It also depend on what leadership role that person would take. For instance, if you wanted Kamala Harris, who you voted for, to be the president of the United States, we have a problem with that, and I'll tell you why. It's not necessarily the woman, but it is necessarily foreign countries. For instance, the Middle East. If I go to a Middle East country as a woman, I can't show my hair at risk of being stoned.
Why are we talking about Middle Eastern countries when the prompt is men are not?
Because you're asking about leading. You voted for Kamala Harris. I think she would have been a horrible leader. Foreign countries don't always see women as respectful as they see a man. A woman leading this country, for instance, when you go to doing foreign policy and all of those things, they would not have the respect that a man would. I can also say as a woman, depending on your age, if I've got PMS, honey, I'm going to make different decisions than I would as if I didn't.
The funniest meme for this is that the Golda Meir was the prime minister of Israel when Israel was on its like ascent. Like, this is a female leader to a country fighting literally everybody in the Middle East that this woman hates. But I mean, like, it's such a stupid backwards way to view whatever.
Going through menopause, I might have hot flashes or whatever else. I believe as a Christian woman, men are supposed to lead. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to help. And I'm totally comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lori. So the first thing that I point out here is that your position that maybe foreign countries wouldn't respect a female president as much as a male president, I don't think is represented through the fact that on the global stage, Harris had a significantly higher approval rating than Trump during the election. And there's a reason for that.
Because she would have been pushed over. They would have walked right over her.
And that's exactly why she had significantly better policy, better character,
better
president
for America. Not at all.
But ultimately, once again, Lori, the topic of debate is not, was Harris a better option for the president than Trump? Because even if we want to look at women and men on this macroscopic level of evaluating one woman compared to one man, even if it was true Harris was a clown and Trump was awesome, that still wouldn't mean that generally speaking, men are better at leading than women. The last point that you made there was about PMS, and I think that you're like indicating that women are more emotional than men on average.
They are, 100%.
Okay. Then tell me why men commit 92% of violent crimes. Tell me why they're more likely to self-harm, commit suicide. So you think that testosterone makes men more emotional?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then you just conceded the debate.
No, I didn't concede.
You just said that absolutely men are more emotional than men 5 seconds after saying that women were more emotional than men.
And that's kind of like somewhat of a red herring, because what I'm trying to say to you, women are more emotional. Hmm. They just are in more of a I can change my mind depending on my mood. Now, you're bringing in anger. You're bringing in violence. You're bringing in...
Is anger an emotion?
It is, but okay. To a different extent. And honestly, if you've got a man that's violent, out of character alone, I don't want him leading the country.
Yeah, that's why...
Oh, yeah. You want to get into that? I know that's another problem, but I'm happy to get into that.
I guess
he was never accused. Never accused of...
Okay, we got to pause there. You've been voted out. Let's return to your seat.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Lori.
If you would like to be the next debater, please get to the chair.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That was kind of brutal.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
I'm going to give the mic to you. Why don't you tell us all why men are better at leading than women?
Men are better at leading because as a woman, I can tell you that we're emotionally manipulated very easy. We tend to be compassionate because we, as a woman, and getting pregnant, it's inherent in us. Why? Because we deal with babies.
So women deal with babies. Therefore, women can be manipulated. I don't think that argument follows. But
women can be easily manipulated.
Women can be easily manipulated.
And convinced, yeah.
What's the argument for that?
It's inherent in us.
Okay, just saying that it's inherent is like me saying that what is actually inherent of women is that they can't be easily manipulated. That doesn't give me any substance to underpin your position when you just simply underpin your position by saying, well, it's inherent. And it doesn't push this dialogue forward. I would say that men are probably easier to emotionally manipulate than women, or else they wouldn't be culpable for 92% of violent crimes. We could emotionally manipulate a man by making him lose a game of Fortnite. The next thing we know, there's 3 holes in his walls. All right, same thing with self-unaliving statistics. Suicide. Suicide's a really bad thing, but it is true that men are significantly more likely to kill themselves than women on average. Same thing with drunk driving, gambling. And then when we look at women, they actually perform better in the fields that are less indicative of emotional outbursts, such as performing well in school. And I mean, this is all underpinned by biology. There was a study done by the American Medical Association that proved that if you're operated on by a female compared to a male in the operating room at a hospital, that you're less likely to die or to experience any post-negative operative outcomes. Why? Because women are biologically designed to deal with stress and pain better than men because they have thicker dendrites in their brain. So ultimately, the science and the empirical facts completely reject the conclusions that you formed.
Not at all. Men are more rational and women.
You've been voted out by the majority, so please return to your seats.
Okay, next.
If you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi. What's your name?
Annette Davis Jackson.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, yes.
So let's hear it. Why do you think that men are better at leading than women?
How about I know that men lead better than women?
Okay.
Because women have the babies, you're emotional. But more important, I have a dad. I have a dad who is very strong. And when I see what President Trump is embodying, I say, and jeez. I know that you can roll your eyes, but you know what my grandmother used to say? You can roll your cotton balls, but you sure can't shoot them. So men are strong just like Trump because in the first day.
You can roll your cotton balls, but you sure can't shoot them?
100 days. What did he do? He started writing executive orders.
Yeah.
He started writing executive orders day after day after day after day after day after day. Women would probably say, hey, ooh, let me take a break. That's why.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, listen, clearly I disagree with you about Trump. But that's actually not relevant to my counterargument. I'll tell you why. Because even if Trump was a good leader, that doesn't mean that therefore men are better at leading than women on average. Like, for instance, in the same way that you could give an anecdote of a man that you think is good at leading to justify the claim that men are better at leading than women, well, I could just give an anecdote of the opposite. Hitler was a man. He was a terrible leader. Therefore, men are worse at leading than women. All right? But clearly that's not how it works. Because we cannot attempt to allow an anecdote of what we think about one individual man to then exist as a portrait for a generalization about all men.
Why did you have to say Hitler?
Because he's obviously a bad leader. That's a man.
Yeah, and the president of the United States, which is a commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, is a great leader.
Okay.
And he's a great leader because he won a landslide.
Okay.
And if he could run again, he would run a landslide again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? He's not. He's a terrible president. His policy sucks. How about this? What's your favorite Trump policy? I mean, a bill passed through Congress and signed into law.
I'm a former college coach and not having men in women's sports.
I'm sorry, what bill was that?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sorry, what bill was that? I asked you a very specific question.
You got to stop there. You've been voted out by the majority. Please return to your seat.
Okay.
All right.
Got him.
If you want to debate this claim, please get to the center in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you?
I think I remember you. Were you on my first rounded episode?
Maybe.
Well, I'm going to pass the mic to you. Tell us why you think men are better at leading than women. It's worth me like reminding you and maybe everybody else in the room that so far, a lot of people who've come up and sat in that chair have really missed the mark. Like that last lady. She told me that men are better at leading than women because she likes Trump. Okay, let's hear in general why men are better at leading than women.
Well, this is why I think you're going to be surprised. I actually agree with you.
And why are you in the chair?
And I respectfully disagree with some of them. Well, I'm just saying some of the points that they were bringing up about a woman being pregnant and because somebody can carry a baby that they're not fit to lead.
Oh,
I mean, it's the same argument where we say men go to work and come home and the woman stays and handles the household and the children. So is that not a powerful position? And I also have to, I'm respectfully disagreeing here. And I want you to give me an example. If you can tell me hypothetically of a woman that you think would be a better leader than Trump right now.
So just to clarify, you don't think men are better at leading than women?
No, Dean, because
perfect. I'm really happy that you don't.
I agree with you, right?
I want you and everybody else in the room to obviously not think that men are better at leading than women. But unfortunately, the nature of this surrounded episode is where we have disagreeers in the hot seat.
Yes, so I'm asking you.
Not,
so if we're walking down a dark alley, let's say we're on Figueroa or something, I would be the person having to protect you. I mean, everybody's built different. I feel like I would have to be protecting you. I'm taller. I'm sure I weigh more than you. I mean, you can take as many classes as you want.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's true, Dean. Men and women are.
I'm not going to disrespect your ego
this time.
Attempting to insult me, and that's fine. See, I'll be the bigger person. That's the difference between the left and the right.
So it depends on where this conversation is going. If you're looking at body type, I'm sorry, there are women that are larger
than
men.
Can you just vote her out because she doesn't think that they're better than men?
Tracy, it does sound like you agree on this prompt. So we're going to have you return to your seat and bring in a disagreeer. All right, if you disagree with this claim and you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi. Your name's Julia?
Julia Kate. So I want to ask you, inherent in your statement that men are not better leaders than women,
no.
There's the sense that you believe men and women are different, correct?
I think that there's obviously distinctions between men and women, or else we wouldn't have two different words to refer to two different groups.
Some of the distinctions.
Well, I mean, there's distinctions in the sense of cultural and social attitudes and behaviors. There's going to be, that are, of course, innate to men and women, because
so
I don't think that prescriptive gender norms exist. Now, like from your perspective, that we were to define the genders on the basis of sex, of course, then there's going to be sexual dimorphism and there's going to be differences present within that. Of course, like there's a plethora of differences. Listen, I'm not denying that there are differences between men and women, because
differences,
once again, if there wasn't differences between men and women, well, then we wouldn't have two distinct groups.
Okay, so we agree on that.
My claim is I don't think that any of the differences that exist between men and women would amount to being relevant to justify the claim that men are better at leading than women. So I'll actually ask you.
At leading than men?
No, I actually think that gender is completely irrelevant to the prospect
of
if somebody is better at leading than the other person. I ultimately think that there's going to be no determinative ability, regardless of whether men are better at leading than women or women are better at leading than men, to ever make that prescriptive.
So what I'm hearing is that men and women are essentially interchangeable in your mind.
Well, in my mind, once again, I just don't believe in prescriptive gender norms.
Okay,
and I think that ultimately one's gender is irrelevant to their leadership capabilities. If you can tell me what are the relevant differences between men and women that make men better at leading than women.
Yes, we can go back to the hunter and gatherers when men were the ones going out to hunt and women were the ones staying with the children and gathering fruits and nuts. Men are the people that go towards risk, that go towards provision, naturally. Why is it that in today's, even our influencer community, we have more women that are drawn towards beauty, makeup, things like family, schooling, and men are more drawn towards traditionally masculine things. It's innate in every culture.
What, traditionally masculine things like crypto scams and drop shipping? What are we talking about? What? And Joe Rogan?
Sure that you see this trend. We are hormonally different. That's been mentioned throughout this place. You as a man do not know what it's like to have a cycle, to have a period, to have your hormones go up and down.
Yeah.
That is insanely significant for a woman's ability to lead. And women will complain about being scared to walk on the streets at night, and yet they'll elect the same politicians that release the criminals on the street.
Do you think that women should lose the right to vote?
I think that we, I'm not talking about that today.
You just gotta get a quick yes or no, then get back to the topic.
Strong.
That's a yes. That's a yes. That's a yes.
Spencer Pratt and our loved Charlie Kirk.
Who oh, Jesus.
Have secure borders, who will not let criminals.
Did you just unironically say strong alpha males?
Strong alpha males, yeah.
Bro, get a grip. Stand up.
You
listen.
A grip. You're a man. You want to mansplain to me?
Well, I mean, actually, you said that men are better at leading than women, so you should listen to every word that comes out of my mouth per your perspective, right? So if you think that men are the strong alpha males and women are the emotional followers, why don't you follow my lead and listen to what I have to say?
First off,
because you don't believe what you say.
Man, I believe that male and female are created equal in the image of God. We each have the same dignity and the same value. We have the same brain, the same rationality, but we have different and distinct roles.
Okay.
Why is it that women can get pregnant? Only females can get pregnant.
Well, of course, that would boil down to the physical biology
that women are more geared towards child rearing and child raising than men are.
So once again, the way that we started this conversation was by me agreeing that there are going to be differences between men and women.
Exactly.
You just simply
disagree.
Can I finish? I would love if I could finish. You can't say because there's differences between two things that thereby innately one of the two things is going to be better at leading than the other. Like, I think that's ridiculous. Listen, once again, my claim is that the differences that do exist between men and women ultimately don't amount to justifying the claim that men are better at leading than women. Let me respond, because you made a lot of claims. I think it's been the opposite.
Okay.
To respond to your claims, you said that there's a difference in the hormonal balances of men and women that what make women more emotional. Well, I mean, I already went over this with...
It's not even just more emotional. It's that our bodies are not equipped to handle the same levels of cortisol as men.
They're actually more equipped.
Look at Donald Trump.
They're more equipped.
Lives off of Diet Coke and McDonald's.
Okay.
We could not do that.
Okay. Listen, actually, women are more equipped than men to deal with stress. It is proven by the science. No, I'll tell you. You can look this up. Anybody at home could look this up. Women have thicker dendrites in their brain. And study after study after study has concluded time and time and time again that this gives women the ability to better manage their stress than men. And you actually brought this up. You brought up childbirth. The reason why women have thicker dendrites in their brain, giving them a greater navigation ability, giving them a greater ability to deal with their pain and stress, is because of childbirth. Okay? And that's exactly why women can deal with their stress better than men. So your claim that the opposite is true is wrong. And plus, once again, when we look in society, how men deal with stress compared to how women deal with stress, well, when a man gets mad, he commits a violent crime. He kills his wife. He kidnaps his children. He sets his house ablaze. And this is why men are significantly more likely to commit every single crime on the books.
Did the wife deserve it?
That do not have a necessity for any use of physical strength, such as arson, cyberbullying, or terroristic threats. Well, I'll happily let you speak in response to the things that I've said, as long as you're able to stay on topic and respond to me on the bone.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I guess women are better at leading than men.
Values. We're good at raising children. We're very smart and adaptable. But men are the people that need to be out there fighting crime for us, protecting us so that we feel safe and we can keep our children safe. Why do you think that just historically more men are CEOs, more men are presidents, senators, whatever kind of leadership role you want to talk about? That is not because of white supremacy, colonization, or some kind of legal limit. It's because men are drawn to those roles. Today, women have the same exact rights as men. And still, a lot of them choose to stay at home or feel that they can't stay at home because of societal pressures.
Okay. Wow. Well, I think that you said it there at the end. Societal pressures. Societal pressures are the reason why I think that we've seen more men in positions of power, Mormon in leadership fields, and Mormons calling the shot. But if you're the position that underpins your claim here would be that if we see an overrepresentation of men in a field in comparison to women, that men are then by definition better performing in that field. So in the same way you're claiming that because of a vast majority of leaders are men, therefore women are worse at leading, would you also claim that men are better at surgery than women because 85% of surgeons are men and 15% of surgeons are women? I just want to direct yes or no to my question so that I can follow this up with a dialogue.
Become surgeons because it's a more masculine thing. It takes more masculine traits.
Did you answer my question?
I said yes, but I want to ask you.
I have to hop in here.
I have to hop in.
Today than women. Men are told that they're toxic for being masculine. The only laws that prevent any gender.
Please don't vote her out. I need to respond.
We have laws in favor of women getting leadership roles. We're taking opportunities away from men. We need, you are oppressed more than me.
This chick is crazy. Okay, listen, I think that you're crazy because you just said that I'm more oppressed than you.
Crazy.
I will also claim that I'm a better leader than you after making the argument that disproportionately men have been in positions of leadership throughout history when leadership is what grants power. But anyways, insanity. Listen, I asked you a question. I said, do you think that men are better at surgery than women because 85% of surgeons are men and 15% of surgeons are women? The reason why I asked this question is because you made the claim that men are better at leading than women because a vast majority of leaders have been men. You said, yes, Dean, because a vast majority of surgeons are men, therefore men are better. The science says, no, men are actually worse at surgery. So the American Medical Association did a study in conjunction with the Journal of the American Medical Association. They did the study on 1.4 million patients over six continents in 14 years. And what they determined consistently is that when we account for every single confounding variable that could possibly exist, every single time, men are significantly more likely to kill a patient on the operating table or to give them negative postoperative outcomes in comparison to women. It is one of the most well-accredited studies ever conducted in human history. That is,
I think he is dramatically overstating that. No, I don't give any of these guys credit for ever reading the actual studies that they cite. I do know that there was a study that looked over this, but I think that the I think in the study itself there were a lot of theories for why this might be. So, for instance, I think one of them was that men might participate in surgical fields because I don't think they controlled for every surgical field that somebody was in, and that men could be in a surgical field that is more likely to have like a death related outcome or something like that. And then there are other things for like amount of effort that it might take a male surgeon versus a female surgeon to get through, or whatever. Not to say that. His claim, there might be some truth. Maybe women do make better surgeons than men, but I feel like he's dramatically overstating the findings of this study. I'm too lazy to go look it up, but someone will post on the subreddit whether I'm right or wrong.
Outcomes in comparison to women. It is one of the most well-accredited studies ever conducted in human history that has reasonably concluded that women are better at surgery than men, even though they account for a minority of surgeons. And this is exactly what debunks your claim that if a field is overrepresented by men, therefore men are better at performing in it.
Desires and what men and women are naturally drawn to.
But women are better at surgery, even though they account for a minority of surgeons. That completely debunks your argument.
Sure, that could be a thing, but I'm saying that actually men are drawn towards roles of risk and provision. That's because of innate biological characteristics.
But women are better at surgery.
You said that you're oppressed because of society telling you that you need to be a beta, woke man. You are not like oppressed as a leader. Like instinctually, you want to lead. You want to teach me. That's because of your nature, and I appreciate that very much. But I disagree with your claims.
Okay, well, I mean, you have to concede here that your argument that men are better at leading than women, because more men are leaders than women, is false. And the reason
that we gotta stop there. We're out of time. So please return to your seat.
Pleasure. Oh.
That's a rounded episode you watching, got you scratching your head again, thinking, damn, I've rage-baited myself on a Jubilee video again. Well, I got something else that's going to do the same thing to you, or possibly teach you something.
Hey,
you've
the guys!
Before. I'm Austin Julio Broughton, and I'm a Christian populist.
And I'm Vivian Mauricio, and I guess I could call myself a progressive. On this show, we're doing something revolutionary. We're trying to bridge the gap in a uniquely... I guess I could call myself a...
Teach you something. You've probably seen me before. I'm Austin Julio Broughton, and I'm a Christian populist.
And I'm Vivian Mauricio, and I guess I could call myself...
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the first part. I was like, that's David, right? Okay.
A progressive. On this show, we're doing something revolutionary. We're trying to bridge the gap in a uniquely divided America by destroying these echo chambers and addressing the issues plaguing everyday Americans. Tune into our show, The Split, Sunday, June 28th on Jubilee.
Wow.
My next surrounded claim is Donald Trump is a misogynistic sexual predator.
Whoa!
Okay, if you want to debate this claim, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my name is Shiva Bagheri.
What's your name?
Shiva Bagheri.
Shiva Bagheri. Well, would you like me to take it away by explaining to you why I think Donald Trump is
sure,
a misogynistic sexual predator?
Yeah.
First and foremost, he's a sexual predator because a court has held him civilly liable for raping a woman by the name of E. Jean Carroll. Of course, in some pity is something that would make one a sexual predator. In 2005, he also boasted about engaging in sexual violence by sexually exploiting beauty pageant contestants at the beauty pageants that he owned by barging into their dressing rooms and looking at their naked bodies. And this isn't an allegation from some woman that you could defame and say just wants money or fame. No, this was an admittance of guilt, something that Donald Trump said he did on Howard Stern's radio show. And I see you shaking your head. I'll happily play you the clip if you want.
Uh-oh.
Please show me the clip because I do not believe it. Yes, take it out.
Don't worry, I got it preloaded.
Okay, good.
So you have done it. How about the funniest is that I'll go backstage before.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's the first time I'm hearing of it.
No matter anywhere. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it. You know, I'm inspecting. I want to make sure that everything is good. You're there. Yeah, the dress. Is everyone okay? You know, they stand in there with no clothes. Is everybody okay? And you see these incredible-looking women. And so I saw
yeah, the, they're beautiful.
Why don't we start there? Mike's yours.
They're beautiful.
Okay, well, he thinks said they're beautiful. That he probably sees them. It doesn't say they're naked there, so I.
It does.
They might have. No, it doesn't.
He said that they have no clothes on. When you have no clothes on,
no.
You're naked.
Who said that they didn't have clothes on?
Donald Trump.
He didn't say that in the clip.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay, again, I want to hear it's it fine. Again.
Is everyone okay? You know, they said they would go, but is everybody okay?
There you go.
Oh, well, it's a club. Like, he didn't actually say clothes, but
yeah,
he said club.
I think it's important
okay,
for us to be intelligent, rational people.
Okay, so,
you say no clothes. And then Howard Stern says, so you're like a doctor.
Don't
why did Howard Stern say you're like a doctor? Because doctors get to see people
naked. I don't agree with that. But men are men, and men have testosterone, and men love beautiful women. And trust me, I would prefer a man that actually looks at women and is sexually attracted to women,
dude,
than someone that is not. And I actually like looking at women too. And I'm not even a lesbian, but I think women's bodies are beautiful. It's
ma'am,
like
I'm sorry.
Me.
No,
it's art to me.
This
now,
is
now,
disgusting.
No, and
you just told me that you would prefer a man who quote unquote likes the female body and is willing to barge into the private women's only dressing rooms and look at them while they have no clothes on.
I said
compared to
again,
you're saying I think that real men with testosterone are sexual predators.
You just lied about me right now because I said I don't believe what he did was right.
But it was I would prefer a man who likes to look at the naked bodies of women.
Oh, I've been over someone that is attracted to other men. Yes.
Why?
Absolutely. Because it's not natural.
It's not natural
it's
to be
natural
gay.
To be attracted to the opposite
define
sex.
Define natural.
Natural is what God made. Adam and Eve.
So God didn't make gay people?
Well, actually,
I thought that God was the creator
no,
of all.
No, that's sin. And sin came from the devil.
No, sin is a conscious decision. Being gay is not a conscious decision.
Well, actually, being gay is a conscious decision.
Okay. Could you choose to be gay?
It's an action.
Could you choose to be gay?
No, because I'm not a sinner.
Absolutely.
Could you choose to be listen, hey.
Gay when I was younger.
Could you choose to be attracted to your mom?
A lot of women actually
could you choose to be attracted to your mom? If attractions are a choice, could you choose to be attracted to your mom?
Huh? Can you choose to be a pedophile?
No, I couldn't choose to be a pedophile. Could you choose to be attracted to your mom?
So there you go. He thinks, no, it's an action, honey. And you can choose to sin or you can choose not to sin. I try to keep the devil away from
you. Can I just get a clear answer?
And no, this is a clear answer. But see, you don't come from a biblical standpoint.
What are the first four books in the New Testament?
I come from a biblical standpoint that there's two sexes. There's no 50 different genders. I come from a pedophile named John Money who lied about a study to push reassignment surgery on thousands of people through his lie that butchered this poor boy and put him through hell. Reimer twins. Go look it up on Oprah.
Yeah.
Okay?
So I'm going to ask the question again.
You don't live in
I'm gonna ask
reality,
the question again.
Reality where I know Jesus. That a tree is a tree.
Hold on. It's not funny. It's sad, I think. Isn't it a bit ironic that that study that she's citing, I think that was a case study on a single guy. They tried to transition a child or whatever forcibly to see if it would be okay at birth. But I thought that the forcible transition happened as a result of an ultra botched circumcision. Isn't that what happened? Like something, I don't know what exactly, but I thought like the circumcision was so fucked that like the dick was totally mutilated. So they're like, well, fuck, maybe we just transition and maybe we can do this. And then eventually I think the person killed themselves. But they never bring up the circumcision part there, I noticed.
A woman is a woman, a man's a man, and if you are choosing,
and a moron's a moron.
And if you're choosing, see, that's what they do. When they can't win an argument, they go for
call. Okay, pause. Everybody pause. Dean, we got to ask that you don't do personal attacks.
Okay.
That's a warning.
Okay. All right. So first and foremost, the question was...
Dean, we got to ask that
that's what they do. When they can't win an argument, they go for...
Okay, pause. Everybody pause. Dean, we got to ask that you don't do personal attacks.
Wait, what did you say?
You don't live in...
I'm going to ask the question again.
Reality where I know
Jesus.
That a tree is a tree, a woman is a woman, a man's a man, and if you are...
And a moron's a moron.
And if you're choosing... that's what they do. When they can't win an argument, they go for...
Okay, pause.
Okay, so her saying that he doesn't live in reality... That was okay, but him calling her a moron was not okay. Gotcha, okay.
Pause. Everybody pause. Dean, we got to ask that you don't do personal attacks.
Okay.
That's a warning.
Okay. All right. So first and foremost, the question once again was, could you choose to be attracted to your mother? The reason why I'm asking you this question is because you had suggested that all attractions are a choice.
It is
so
a choice.
So please, with it, just a concise yes or no, could you choose to literally be sexually aroused by your mother? So there's two possible answers to this question. The first possible answer is yes, Dean, I could choose to be attracted to my own mother. And the second possible answer would be no, Dean, I could not
but
choose to be sexually aroused by my own mother.
I'm trying to do a hook on
so what's your
me?
Answer?
Could I just, do you have a yes or no for that?
Yeah,
because this is a hook.
Trying to hook her.
Because I will never be attracted to
but
my
could
mother.
You choose?
Because it's a choice, but I would never do that because I'm a Christian.
So could you choose?
That's it. I'm not going to get say that on camera. That's weird. And I'm not going to be in the hook of this young man, this 21-year-old, telling a 52-year-old to say something disgusting like that.
So you admit that it's disgusting to think that you could choose to be attracted to your mother.
We got
to
stop there. You've been voted out by the majority. Please return to your seat. If you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
I'll do what I can.
Howdy.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal.
My name is Zuriel.
Zuriel, it's a pleasure
to meet you.
We're going to go back to the prompts. I think that Donald Trump is a misogynistic sexual predator. Mm-hmm. The reasons why I think this are some of them that I shared with the last guest. It's because I think that Donald Trump is a... He had a civil court determine that he killed a woman by the name of Eugene Carroll. We listened to that clip of Donald Trump bragging about engaging in sexual violence. Listen, I take a sexual predator to be somebody that is engaged in sexual violence. Donald Trump bragged about that when he said he barged into the dressing rooms of the women at Miss Teen USA and Miss USA. If Donald Trump's admission of guilt in that clip that I played to the last lady is true, and this is indeed something that Donald Trump has done, then by definition, Donald Trump would be a sexual predator, and thereby, by definition, I'd be right.
Can we both agree that people in power of elite, elitists, people up there in politics, all have their own, maybe their own immoral traits to how, why they're running for candidacy. Like you've heard about Epstein files,
yes,
and all these different people. But maybe they're not.
That's just Trump.
To make a change for us.
Yes.
Walking into a young girl's dressing room.
Careless.
Oh, my God.
On the media.
Really?
As long as he does his very best to be a good president and do the best for this economy, I don't vote for a president based off, oh,
their morality.
I vote for them based off what they can get.
Oh, honestly,
I would like
of course.
To just take a moment.
What a
look at what you said.
Position.
Are you saying,
bro?
Dean, it's true Donald Trump is a misogynist.
I just don't care.
But I could care less because of his policy.
Yes.
What I'm saying is...
Just say yes.
I just get a straight answer.
You can't deny that maybe he has bad traits of his character. I'm not going to agree that. Like, I don't know everything about Trump like you do.
Okay. Let's start from the top of this
news.
You sit down. I tell you Donald Trump is a sexual predator.
I tell you
he's a sexual predator because he raped a woman
who posted
about sexually exploiting beauty pageant contestants. Let's test your logic. What do you say, Dean? Even if it was true Donald Trump was a sexual predator, because you don't know about the evidence for it, which is something you should look into on your own time, I would still support him as president and could care less. Is that your position?
I would still support him as president because he does what's best for the economy and for the American dream.
Yeah,
economy.
Yeah.
Okay,
we got to pause there. You've been voted out. We got to pause there.
Dude, these people are getting voted off.
Still support Donald Trump.
Crazy speed. Holy shit.
He was a sexual predator. If he was a child, they'd still support him.
If you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Liz.
Nice to meet you, Liz.
Nice to meet you.
Listen, I think that you've heard my arguments. You happen to be sitting in a position where you could hear my voice. The mic is yours.
Okay, so my question is, because you mentioned Donald Trump going into women's locker rooms.
Yeah.
Are all trans people sexual predators?
So I would not say that trans women are sexual predators for using the women's restroom. Okay. I think that the definition of
Damn,
sexual violence
she
is a sexual act that is done without consent. And I don't think that this would be true of trans women who use a women's restroom. And I have an argument for why I think that trans women should be able to use a women's restroom. But let's try to take advantage of our time. Instead of me giving you my argument, let's just hopefully stay on topic with the claim that Donald Trump is a sexual predator because he's a woman. He's boasted about sexually exploiting women by barging into their dressing rooms and looking at their naked bodies without consent and telling Howard Stern how much he loved it and how incredible they looked. He's mentioned the Epstein files over a million times.
The young women in sports.
A million times, that's true.
Biological men in their dressing rooms. Doesn't that go against them?
Well,
what about their safety?
I would love to have a conversation with you about trans people in dressing rooms, or sorry, more so locker rooms. And I understand where you're coming from if you say, well, I don't want a trans woman in my dressing room because I would see their naked body and their genitalia. The reason why I understand where you're coming from is because even when I go into my gym's locker room and I see other dudes with their dicks out, I'm like, hey, bro, I don't really want them to see me. I don't want them to see me. So I advocate for unisex, uni-stall, one person at one time changing rooms in locker rooms and gyms and sports across the country. That's my position. Let's talk about the claim that Donald Trump is a sexual predator. Well, you're not.
Do
you accept that Donald Trump is a sexual predator?
I accuse you of being a sexual predator.
And if I admitted to doing it, then it would be true. Donald Trump admitted to barging into those dressing rooms, and a court found him guilty of raping Eugene Carroll.
No, he didn't. No, they didn't. That's a lie.
They certainly did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Listen, do you accept that the definition of rape would include the penetration of a woman's with any part of a man's body, including his fingers?
Without consent.
Yeah. So specifically, the action that the jury found Donald Trump guilty for was forcefully penetrating Eugene Carroll's.
I think what's going on right now in the world with men and women is that women are accusing a lot of men of rape. And until I see actual proof, because a jury can disagree with anything, that's something else, okay? Until there is actual proof and evidence, and if you can show me the proof that Donald Trump then fine.
Thank you so much for the great question. What's all the evidence? So the first form of evidence that we would have would be Eugene Carroll's testimony, which has maintained consistency for the last 30 years as corroborated by four of her friends that testified under penalty of perjury. The second form of evidence
under penalty of perjury.
Well, can you please examine the evidence in which I provide as soon as I'm done providing it? We have therapist notes from the 90s indicating she was by Trump. We have the testimony of a psychotherapist that said when Eugene Carroll was testifying to the fact she was by Donald Trump, she was exhibiting signs consistent with true trauma that we'd expect to be onset by a true victim of. Then we have Donald Trump's lies and inconsistencies. He lied. He said that he never met her as a part of his testimony for his defense. And then Eugene Carroll responded by submitting a photo of them together to court.
I'm not done with the evidence.
We have another line inconsistency on Donald Trump's behalf. He also said that he never raped her because she wasn't his type, but then he confused a picture of Eugene Carroll to be his ex-wife Marla Maples under deposition, so clearly she was his type. Then we also have Eugene Carroll's dress. Eugene Carroll submitted a dress to the court claiming it was the dress that she was raped in by Donald Trump. Court confirmed it had male DNA on it, and then when the court asked Donald Trump to provide a DNA sample to test against the DNA on the dress, he said no. Doesn't sound like something an innocent man would do. And then the last and final piece of evidence we have would be his character priors. Listen, we all know that a one-time felon is around 73% more likely to engage in another felony
predator to somebody that's never committed a crime in their life. The same thing rings true about being a sexual predator. So because Donald Trump has character priors with engaging in sexual predation, like the dressing room clip, proudly boasting about sexually exploiting naked women and girls, or like the Access Hollywood tape where he literally said that he would just grab women by their vaginas without asking first, and that's precisely what the jury found him guilty of doing, or everything to do with the Epstein files, that in consideration with the direct evidence submitted by Eugene Carroll and his lies was absolutely what demonstrates Donald Trump raped Eugene Carroll.
Okay, we got to stop there. The flags are up. You've been voted out. Please return to your seat.
Got him.
If you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. I'm Gina.
Nice to meet you too, Gina.
Thank you. First of all, if Trump was...
Why wasn't Trump sued for this in criminal court? How is this a civil case? Probably statute of limitations. I don't know if you can come after somebody for 30 years after for... Like the if a DA could prosecute you for that long after. But the I think the civil liability for rape thing, I thought that the time period for that in New York was extended dramatically. That's what let them go after Diddy, right? And then I think the same and then that same statute they used for the Eugene Carroll case. But my guess is it would have been they also could have felt like there just wasn't enough evidence to go like the criminal route. They wouldn't have gotten a beyond reasonable doubt conviction. Whereas in a civil case, I think you only need like 50% and half the jury, so
truly a preditor.
Mm. It might have been Bill Cosby, not Diddy, my bad.
Never reported Epstein to the feds.
Yeah, he didn't.
In the 90s, he did.
Do you mean 2006?
Yeah, sorry, 2006.
That's okay.
Also, was he ever on the island?
Well, I don't think that there's any evidence to demonstrate he was
never on the island.
I don't think he needed to go to the island to get off. Listen, about the 2006 quote-unquote report to the feds about Epstein, he didn't report him to the feds. Epstein got arrested, and then Donald Trump turned around, called the local sheriff, and said, oh, thank God you got him. We've known about what Epstein's been doing all along, which A, indicates that Donald Trump knew what Epstein was doing with Maxwell and didn't report to him to the cops prior to Epstein's original arrest, and B, indicates that Donald Trump has been lying to us about the nature of his relationship with Epstein for the last 10 years.
No.
We've all heard Donald Trump say that he never knew what Epstein was doing, was never involved, and was completely oblivious. But according to that report to the sheriff, of course he knew.
Okay, so first of all, if he did do something, believe me, they would have found it. They had to make the Russian dossier up. They had to make things up to get Trump. Trump doesn't have to be a sexual predator. Any woman would love to be with Trump.
Oh, my God.
Okay, any woman.
Do you have a husband?
No.
Okay. Wait, well, let's actually test that. Could I have all the women with husbands or boyfriends in the room raise their hands? So her claim is that any woman would love to be with Trump.
Love.
Would you guys cheat on your husbands and boyfriends with Trump?
Well, we didn't say if they were married, not if we were married.
I mean,
instead of anybody who's in a relationship, is there anybody who would want to be with Trump?
Let's do it the other way around.
Doesn't have to be a
Trump predator. Okay. All right, listen. Put your hand up if you would have sex with Donald Trump.
If I was married to Donald Trump, yes. And I'd love to be.
Oh, that's crazy.
Do you prefer Clinton? Why don't we talk about sexual predators as far as Bill Clinton?
Why? Is that
okay, because he's a predator.
Okay, and if
Trump
he is, throw him out of the jail. Okay.
Predator. Trump did report him to the feds.
I thought I clarified that's not what happened.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Show me that.
Virginia Guthrie worked at Mar-a-Lago in the early 2000s, and he prompted her to come and work for him as a massage therapist. Trump was pissed, and he reported Epstein.
Okay, well, I would recommend looking at the fact check that will likely be on the video screen that says, actually, he placed this phone call after Epstein was arrested.
Police Chief Michael Reeder told agents that Trump called him in July 2006, more than a year after Palm Beach police began investigating Epstein following a report involving a 14-year-old girl. According to Reeder's account, Trump said, "Thank goodness you're stopping him. Everyone has known he's been doing this."
To thank the cop and to tip them off about Ghislaine Maxwell, because that's what the fact check is going to say.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is in one scenario, he's reporting the crime to the cop to then get Epstein arrested. In the secondary scenario, he's thanking the cop after Epstein's arrested.
And he added to about the what happened.
I think that in many scenarios, what we'll see from quote-unquote co-conspirators, criminals, is once their friend gets arrested for the same crime that they committed, will turn around and be all lovey-dovey to the police to try to indicate and promote the idea that they were involved. And the only reason why I bring this up isn't to say I know with certainty that this is exactly what Trump did, but is rather to give plausible doubt to your argument that because he did this, we know he's not a sexual predator, even though he admitted to it on Howard Stern's radio show, and even though a court found him guilty.
A court never found him guilty. First of all, if he was guilty, he'd be in chains right now.
That's not how civil courts
work. Yeah, it is.
Civil courts don't send people to jail. They hold people financially liable. That's an
I don't know if you would say, I don't know what the technical term is. I don't think it's guilty of, but I think they would find, the finding would be in favor of somebody. I don't know what the terminology is. I don't think it's guilty, though, but whatever. Maybe liability, liable for?
Sure, or criminal justice.
But he would have been in jail.
You're not familiar with statute of limitations, then.
I'm familiar with
What's the statute of limitations?
Uh-oh.
You can only accuse somebody within a matter of time, but right now, it's 30 years.
So if Eugene Carroll came out after the statute of limitations
out of her mind
for sexual abuse in the state of New York against Donald Trump, do you agree that even if she had a video of it happening to her, he wouldn't be in jail because of the statute of limitations?
That's not true. There is no statute of limitations when it comes to
So by the law, okay, the crime that Donald Trump committed per the New York State legal definition of rape and of sexual abuse in 2019,
he never committed that crime.
Was specifically sexual abuse, okay? Because legally speaking, in New York, they only defined as penile penetration of the vagina. And she testified that he raped her with his fingers instead of his penis. So
no,
because of that,
it's a lie.
It was
no
legally categorized
that.
As sexual abuse. And that's the crime that had a
statute.
She's
out of her mind. She's insane. And they threw the case out just recently.
Okay,
okay, we got to pause there. You've been voted out. I just want to get a real quick raise of hands. This is not to shame anybody. I'm just genuinely curious. Raise your flag really clearly so we could get a poll. If at Donald Trump's like, you know, when he was in his 40s, if you think he was an attractive man, I just want to get a raise of flags.
The simping, bro.
This is so concerning.
Keep your flag up if you think he is currently still hot. Okay, I appreciate it. All right. If you would like to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
All right, Lori. Mike, and the floor are yours. Okay. What are your thoughts about Trump barging into the dressing rooms of the
Okay. You know, you may not imagine this, but when
do they like have like a factory where they produce these people? Like the surgery? It's the Mar-a-Lago look thing. Jesus Christ! Sorry. Okay.
All right, Lori. Mike, and the floor are yours. Okay. What are your thoughts about Trump barging into the dressing rooms of the
Okay. You know, you may not imagine this, but when I was your age, I was a model, and I can tell you for a fact, every fashion show, every modeling call, there are men in the dressing room. There are makeup artists, there are designers. It's not uncommon. And you're making it as if it's this big, huge deal. Donald Trump at the time was the head of the Miss Universe and Miss USA pageant. It wouldn't be surprising if I was in there changing for him to walk in. And you guys, because it, oh, let's look at the camera. He's got a face for that one too. Let's go to E. Jean Carroll, since you already went over this for 20 minutes.
Can I respond to that?
Sure, but we're down to 1 minute.
It'll
You've already
take
talked about this.
Trump said that there were no men anywhere.
Well, I don't care what he said. I'm saying as a woman that's been backstage at many, many
well,
fashion
shows. Who is the owner?
They're
men. The one backstage.
Everywhere.
He said that
well,
he's the only
sure
man
that there
backstage.
Were other men. Well, forever or just that instance?
He said
I'm not
that,
buying it. Okay, we got 50 seconds.
Said,
I'm going E. Jean Carroll. E. Jean Carroll, number one, the statute of limitations had run out. Number two, for a very long time, she never reported it to anyone
no.
until Reid Hoffman paid her to freaking go after this lawsuit.
Base.
Why she is now being charged with perjury. Not only that, as a celebrity walking into Bergdorf Goodman's, you don't think that anybody would have a picture of him? And no offense, I don't trust a woman that named her cat vagina and freaking said was sexy and charged 21 other men with yeah. that crime.
Lori, you're going to get another fact check.
No, you go ahead and fact check. Larry King,
yeah,
she
I will.
Said rape was sexy.
Oh, you're wrong about Larry King, too.
No, I'm not.
Your mind's a mess. Okay.
Your mind's a mess.
You know, Lori, there's something quite barbaric about MAGA, about this alt-right movement that's hinged on this paraxis of propaganda and useless and futile lies. And then when anybody tries to check these lies, well, then all of a sudden, the provocateurs of this movement get mad, start screaming, start yelling, start saying that they kicked our asses, and then they don't let us speak. Listen, you made a couple false claims. You claimed that E. Jean Carroll had said that rape is sexy on an Anderson Cooper interview. That's not what she said. If you watch the interview with Anderson Cooper, you will hear her say verbatim that what happened to her was not sexual, was not sexy, quote unquote, it just hurt. And then Anderson Cooper responded to E. Jean Carroll by saying, well, I think that most people think of rape as like this hurtful, violent thing. And then she responded by saying, well, actually, I think most people think of rape as sexy. And the reason why she said that is because we form our own versions of reality predicated on our own experiences.
Well,
so when you have the experience
like
of sexual violence,
separate,
when you have the experience of sexual
it was a separate
violence.
Interview
when you go
Trump.
Through the experience of sexual violence,
I've been through sexual
you
violence.
Go
have you?
Through, yes. When
I'm
you go through the experience of sexual violence, you're more likely to be more hype.
You should watch Hassan react to this Jubilee. He only made it halfway through because his chat is so vile to Dean. Nice. But fuck that.
We're critical and aware of crazy people in the world around us that downplay it, legitimize it, or fantasize about it. So maybe it was descriptively incorrect. It wasn't true when she said most people think of it as sexy. But regardless of that, that's not her saying that she thinks of it as sexy. So stop misinterpreting the genuine claims made by a victim of predicated off of the trauma that they went through. Quite frankly, Lori, I think that is disgusting.
Well, I think it's disgusting because I was a victim of actual and abuse. And if you want to compare what happened in the Epstein files, let me just tell you, I was one of those little girls. Okay?
Sorry, Lori.
I was one of those little girls, but the guy was Hugh Hefner. So for you to sit here and sit there and say it's disgusting, I'm sorry, I don't agree with the woman as a woman who was abused. I don't agree with the attacks falsely on Donald Trump because of the crap that your side always has to push because you got such bad TDS, it's insane.
TDS?
That woman
Uh-oh.
Is a nut shop. I
Personal
knew somebody
attack.
That worked with her at Simon Schuster said that she was so inappropriate. She also accused 21 other men of the same freaking crime.
Name five of them.
I don't know their names.
Because they don't exist.
We're out of time. We have to pause there. Great job, everybody.
Bottom.
We are currently casting 3 new episodes of Surrounded. If you're a passionate debater who fits into any of the categories currently on your screen,
passionate
we'd love to hear
debater.
From you. You can apply through our website, jubileemedia.com/casting, or click on the link in the description. Feel free to spread the word to friends, family, or relatives
you
who
guys.
Would be eager to join the circle. If you don't see anything that you're right for, fill out our open casting application and our casting team will reach out if you're a fit for future videos.
My next serrated claim is abortion should be legal.
If you want to debate this claim, please get to the center in 3, 2, 1.
Hello again.
Welcome back. Mike's yours. I'll let you take it away.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. Okay. Do you believe in equality?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very vague question, but generally, of course.
Okay. Shouldn't men be allowed to not pay child support?
Okay, so if you do, then all humans are equal, correct?
No, I don't think that all humans are equal, and I don't think you do either.
Oh, I absolutely think that all humans have a right to life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Really?
It's part of our Bill of Rights.
Okay.
And if you actually love our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, then you would believe what I believe.
Well, I mean, it says people, but small distinction there. I want to ask you a question. Is it murder for a doctor to pull the plug on a brain dead patient in the hospital?
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Also, that's the Declaration of Independence, but, you know, whatever. Okay.
Some people actually write what they want done. You know, they say, hey, if I become brain dead, then pull the plug.
Yeah. But for instance, if they don't do that, okay, like for instance, I haven't done that. If when I leave the set today, I get into a nasty car accident, I get T-boned by a drunk driver, I go brain dead. Okay. Would it be murder for like my family to tell a doctor at the hospital, well, because he's brain dead, let's just go ahead and pull the plug?
Well,
would that be murder?
I honestly, you're talking to someone that is very skeptical of doctors. Okay. And even
of course you are.
You talk about brain dead people that weren't actually brain dead.
True.
So I, you know, that's why I always leave up to everything to God. So when I die is when I die.
I want to clarify.
So I actually don't want to be killed. But now if you're on all these machines to keep you alive, if it's months and months and you're not getting better, then you're using machines to keep you alive.
But they're still alive and you still don't think it's murder to kill them. So you actually don't think that all humans have this intrinsic right to life? And by the way,
I never said no. You don't speak for me. Again, I just told you I don't believe in doctors.
Okay.
So I don't go to the hospital.
I have a very, insane.
I have not gone to the hospital in a long time.
Okay, well, I hope that you know,
because
I want to add on a point
of
clarification.
It's my time.
Reclaiming my time.
So when do you think life begins?
I think that life begins at the moment of conception.
Good. I'm glad you believe that.
You're a Christian. And you base your morality,
and that's called science,
Christianity.
See, it seems like
can I ask you a question?
You're anti-science. They're anti-science because they don't believe men and women. They believe genders.
I want to ask you a question about abortion.
Okay.
You made the claim that all humans are equal. Every single human has the identical right to life. That is a claim that fundamentally everybody rejects in one way or another.
I didn't say that. So, see, you're putting more into the sentence that I did not add.
Your opening was about equality for everyone,
liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Which
now,
would be
if you're a murderer,
right to life.
I do believe in capital punishment, but because of your actions.
Okay.
So that's where I don't believe in equality is like a baby and a murderer the same? No, because a baby's innocent. Okay. A civil society protects the most innocent and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. They don't go and murder them. That is a satanic society, and I reject a satanic society.
I'm going to stop there. You've been voted out.
Okay.
Not
if you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Dish.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Why should abortion be illegal?
Well, let me tell you, ask you something. Abortion is legal here. What procedure do you prefer? The suction, the dye, and the...
Oh, no.
What is it?
I don't know. The most brutalistic, gross one where we chop up all their limbs.
Yes!
Really, that's gross. That is so gross.
I know. I'm rage baiting you. Listen,
I have four children,
but
instead of twins. I would never, ever do that to my children.
And
Would you have your girlfriend do that to your child?
Well, ultimately, I think it's a choice.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Oh,
ultimately, I think that it's a choice of the woman. So if you want to tell me that you never get an abortion?
No.
All the power to you. I love that for you because that's your choice. And I think that's great. But listen, I don't think that abortion is murder because I don't think that there's any trait that we could identify to be true of a fetus in which we fundamentally would value enough to grant the right to life. The last person on the mic said, well, fundamentally, all humans have the same right to life. And that's something that we hear from a lot of pro-lifers. As I was attempting to communicate to her, everybody rejects that view in one way or another. So I want to hear your argument insofar as why it's morally wrong for a woman to get an abortion outside of its gross. Because grotesqueness doesn't arbitrate morality. Like, taking a shit's pretty gross. Shit smells like shit, right?
Okay.
But we're not going to say it's morally wrong to take a shit, even though it's gross. So what's the argument that abortion is wrong?
Well, let me just ask you this. Everyone's really, really focused on, you know, it should be the right for every woman. Why don't you think about it the other way and think about, why don't you prevent all these women who don't want to have babies? Why aren't you guys helping them prevent pregnancy?
We do.
They do with birth control that you guys are all opposed to, by the way.
We need access to comprehensive sex ed in schools. We need free fair access to age appropriate level. I would say starting in late middle school, because I was in middle school. You were in middle school. We were all in middle school. The second thing that I think is also important here would be free and fair access to contraceptives. And we should also try to find ways to limit financial instability in young women and young men, because the leading cause of women accessing abortion is financial instability. But you still haven't answered the question, and you've been up here for a while.
Okay.
I want to hear why you think that abortion is wrong. I think that you're struggling
because
with an argument.
Because it is murder.
And the definition of murder would be the unjust termination of human life. Explain why you think it's unjust.
First of all, a woman who has a pregnancy, a baby in there, they have the right to life too.
What grants the fetus the right to life?
What grants it that it's been conceived?
Or the fact that it's a human?
It is a human.
Okay, so brain dead patients have the right to life too.
So what, brain dead?
Yeah, they're human.
You know what? I've heard of brain dead humans coming out of comas.
Then they're not brain dead. The definition of brain death is irreversible cessation of all cognitive function. Do humans who are biologically alive because of machines with irreversible cessation of all cognitive function have the right to life?
I haven't really researched that. So if there was
I haven't heard anything about that.
Possibly.
Okay.
They should. I mean, that's not my decision to make. That's a family member's.
Okay. You know, okay. So you think it should be up to the choice of the family to kill a human.
You know what?
No, doesn't have the right to life.
Mean,
so you don't think that all humans have the right to life?
But if they're brain dead, are they really alive?
Yes, biologically they are.
You know what? That's a determination that I would have to take with a medical doctor.
Say the same thing about women for abortion. Then.
No, I don't believe that a woman has that even right. That a woman should be able to get an abortion here in California.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
We have to pause there. You've been voted out.
Thanks for your time, Tish.
Okay, if you want to be the next debater, please get to the center chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Dean. I'm Enya.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So I couldn't hear a lot of what you were kind of saying a while ago, but what were you saying was brain dead people about if they should be unplugged?
Well, I brought up a brain dead patient as a counterexample to the claim that, well, the reason why it's immoral, the reason why it's murder to kill a fetus is because the fetus is a member of the human species.
Yes.
So brain dead patients on a biological level.
And they should not be unplugged. And I think actually any argument that anyone makes for a brain dead patient to be unplugged is actually coming from the doctors who want to harvest organs and to promote the organ donation industry culture. Mm-hmm. And I think that any kind of promotion that even manipulates families into unplugging their brain dead relatives is also immoral.
Yeah, I think we agree. We agree on that.
And so.
So organ harvesting aside, if a family wants to unplug a brain dead family member because it's the end of the road.
That's immoral.
That'd be murder?
Yeah. But I think the doctor, it would be murder from the doctor in the same way that...
So you truly think it's murder to kill any member of the human species? What about a zygote?
That is also murder.
So if I kill a unicellular organism, I'm a murderer. Do you think that all murderers should go to jail?
Human zygotes. It's about humans.
So do you think that all murderers should go to jail?
All murderers should be put into trial and tried.
And if they're truly murderers, like that's an uncontestable thing.
Then yeah, they should be put to death.
They should be put to death.
I do believe in the death penalty.
Wow. Okay. So here's the thing.
Damn.
You know what an idea is?
Yeah.
So an IUD, an intrauterine device, in some circumstances,
I already know where you're going to go
allow for conception to occur.
He's okay with killing those people. Hell yeah.
Well, then it will prevent the implantation of the now conceived
zygote. The purpose of the IUD is to prevent implantation. If it leads to death, then it didn't fulfill its purpose. It went beyond that.
That's a secondary purpose. So the main purpose of an IUD would be to prevent conception. But when that fails, the secondary purpose is to then prevent its implantation. So if a woman knows that sometimes IUDs will allow for conception to occur, then they kill that conceived zygote, and they still yet choose to be sexually active, then inevitably they conceive a zygote, and it dies because of the IUD. Under your view, they're a murderer.
It is not for anything beyond just the prevention. It is not done for the murder of any kind of implanted.
Well, because it's a secondary purpose and function of the IUD. If a woman knows that, then she's agreeing to the culpability of possibly having her actions yield the death of another person. Okay, and under your view and hopefully mine, that would be murder, given that the person that she's killing through her actions by secondary.
But
order,
that was not the primary purpose of the IUD.
Well, if I buy a gun with the primary purpose of going hunting, but then one day I get really mad and I use it to kill my neighbor, okay, I'm still a murderer.
Yep.
If I buy my car for the primary purpose of shoot, your primary purpose is hunting. Your secondary purpose by that
a better example is a car. If I buy a car to get from point A to point B, but then one day I get drunk and I use it to like wipe out a family of five, am I a murderer?
Yes.
Even though that wasn't the primary function of the car?
Yes.
Okay, so
you
then
use
though
that
killing
car
a zygote
is the
primary function of an IUD, when it does kill a zygote, under your view, it's murder.
But even though the primary purpose of the car is for driving, you used it for something beyond that. Its secondary purpose was not to be driven drunk and kill.
Well, the secondary purpose of an IUD is to kill a zygote. But listen, I think that ultimately, the primary or secondary purpose argument is irrelevant because what we should be evaluating is did a valuable life die and is a person culpable for the termination of that valuable life? And if a valuable life died and a person is culpable for the
No, because it was used only for its primary purpose of preventing the pregnancy in the first place.
Okay, so I just want to clarify. You don't think in all scenarios when an individual terminates a valuable life unjustifiably so, and they are culpable for said termination that they're a murderer, well, then you're just completely redefining what murder even is by introducing the abstract nuance of this quote-unquote primary or secondary purpose.
You're the one who brought that up.
At the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, in many scenarios, women will get an IUD knowing that in many cases, the IUD will lead to the death of a conceived zygote, and they will know it will lead to that in many scenarios, then they will still choose to be sexually active, and then the IUD will kill. Under your view, that would mean that woman is culpable for murder, therefore, under your view, that woman should be executed.
You kind of still
have to pause there. You've been voted out.
Bro, these people.
If
and
you'd
I
like to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Howdy.
Hi, Shannon. Hi.
Shannon, Dean, pleasure to meet you.
So I want to know why you think that killing babies should be legal.
Of course, because I'm a brutalistic Satanist and I love the DNC and I'm the leader of Antifa. Listen, the reason why I think abortion should be legal is because I don't think that abortion is morally wrong. I think it's a permissible action. And because I think it's a permissible action, I therefore don't see any good reason to infringe on a woman's bodily autonomy in the legal prevention of her access to abortion. Therefore, it's a human rights violation.
So you don't understand that it's like killing, you don't think it's killing a human being?
No, I do.
And you're okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't
you don't think that we should focus more on preventable measures because you can
You don't have to have an abortion.
Oh, well, I also disagree there. I do think that we should focus on preventable measures. In my optimal society, there's zero abortions, okay? Not because we're forcing women to not get them, but rather because the conditions in which lead women to get them don't exist, such as poverty, financial instability, a lack of sexual education, a failure of contraceptives. In my ideal society, those things wouldn't exist.
Do you know that if a woman gets pregnant, she's not financially able to keep the baby and she doesn't want the baby, she could at least take Plan B?
Yeah, and I think that that would be a good fact of sexual education to share with the world.
So
that Plan B exists. Well, I mean, actually, Plan B is
Plan B
$55
also prevents
money,
and implantation, I think that is a good but you can still flush a zygote.
But ultimately, if they don't take a Plan B or whatever like happens whatever. After the pregnancy, they should be able to access abortion. Hey, well, I want to ask you this question. Do you think that victims should be able to access abortion?
No, because they could also take a morning after pill if they get... If I were to get... I would go take a morning after
what
pill the very next day.
What's the difference between Plan B and
a
morning
after pill? You think that a victim would have an obligation to maintain a pregnancy. Is that because that if they were to like cessate or stop the pregnancy, the fetus would die? Okay, of course it is. So I want to ask you a question. Do you know who Max Irby is?
No.
So Max Irby is a 15, 14-year-old guy, and he's in dire need of a stem cell transplant. And this is a true story. You can look it up. And his stem cell type is so incredibly rare that his father set up a quote-unquote fundraiser for his son, taking random DNA samples in from people across the globe. So far, they've collected 40 million samples, and there hasn't been one match. What this means is that there's probably only one match alive on the face of planet Earth that could provide stem cells to Max Irby to save his life. So let's hypothetically assume that you are the one and only match for Max Irby's stem cell type, mm-hmm. and the government finds this out. Then the government forces you to provide your stem cells to Max Irby without your consent for 9 months, introducing many physical and mental complications. Do you think that'd be just?
No.
No, because they shouldn't be able to force you to provide your bodily resources to another life, even if not providing your bodily resources would mean the other life dies. That's my position on victims. They shouldn't be forced to provide domicile in their uterus and access to their bodily resources to the fetus, even if stopping the sustenance of those bodily resources to the fetus means the fetus dies. No difference than Max Irby.
This is a tough one for me because I have mixed feelings about it, obviously, because that's a horrible situation to be in. But I do, like I said earlier, morning after pill.
Well, could you respond to the argument again?
We have to pause there. You've been voted out.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you for the respectful dialogue.
By the way, I want to tell you, I respect you a lot. I saw when you cried for Charlie Kirk. You actually have a soul.
Have a good one.
If you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm Georgia.
Georgia, pleasure to meet you. You said that you work for a pro-life org?
Yes, I do.
Thank Charlie.
Very, very interesting.
Let's talk about it.
Do you guys focus on preventative means from pregnancy in the first place? Do you guys have policy initiatives to reduce financial instability or poverty?
So what abortion does is it incentivizes people to live in a promiscuous way that further increases the rates of pregnancies that are not in a stable situation like marriage. And so I'm actually against contraception.
Being pro-contraceptive would save the lives of more innocent babies under...
Doesn't matter.
So killing an innocent human being is always wrong.
Doesn't matter because... and by the way, a lot of women, at least older women, will know this, okay? Because abortion at times feels more like it's saying fuck you to women and is using children as a penalty rather than ever having any kind of fucking care or concern for the life of a child. And when you start rattling off shit like this, you validate every single feminist who was ever like, abortion, that has nothing to do with babies and everything to do with fuck women, 100%. That is a crazy stance to take.
Abortion kills an innocent human being. Therefore, abortion is always wrong.
Yeah, I reject people.
And allowing abortion just reflects our overall decay as a society when it comes to the way we view sexuality, marriage, and it just leads to a culture of death. When you have abortion, it leads to things like MAID in Canada. What abortion is we're allowing the government to have the authority to define when personhood begins because we're separating it from the moment of conception. And if it's not at the moment of conception, then the most powerful person gets to decide when it begins. And that's always subjective. And when more powerful people have that authority or allow themselves that authority to define
Nazis,
personhood begins,
you
have grave travesties like slavery. If it's a subjective line, then when does that begin? When does personhood begin? And when you say it doesn't begin at conception, it's actually what you're arguing is a very suspicious, mystical idea of when it does. And that sounds more superstitious than Christianity.
Well, thank you for your comments. About your syllogism, I'd reject P1. Don't think it's always wrong to kill an innocent human being.
To intentionally kill an innocent human being, you don't think it's always wrong to intentionally kill an innocent human being.
Yeah, like I've said to the last five guests, I mean, we do that to brain dead patients all the time.
Okay, so that's to withhold care from them that sustains their life. Okay. That's different than intentionally going there and killing them.
Okay, so then you're on board with the abortion pill, withholding the progesterone supplied through the umbilical cord that would sustain the life of the fetus.
I'm completely against the abortion pill.
Right, but it's just withholding care that would sustain the fetus's life.
It's different, though, in nature. Because what we're doing is occurs in the uterus is solely for the service of the fetus. The uterus does not exist to serve the woman. They exist to serve the child. Mm-hmm. What abortion is it's just the actual destruction of that child.
I want to ask
it reflects
question.
The destruction of our idea of parental duty.
I want to ask
parents have a duty to care for their children. What's your question?
My question is, let's just envision a hypothetical of a 9-year-old girl getting impregnated. And we know that pregnancy is not going to kill her. Per your syllogism that you gave earlier, it seems to be the case that you'd argue would be wrong for her to get an abortion. Is this true?
Abortion only continues to perpetuate violence, the cycle of violence.
It doesn't increases undo the rape.
The trauma to that child.
Yep.
And what we would do, we would still try to minimize the trauma of pregnancy
but
for that
9-year-old. No abortion.
I'm completely against abortion in all cases, period. And that's the consistent pro-life stance.
Wow.
What about when it's like the life of the mother on the line?
Okay, so that's nonsense. Different. What we have is exactly, we have C-section. And so
what if it's before viability?
That simply does not happen. That's
never.
What if it did? Would you be okay with it?
There's no what ifs. Listen.
No, so it's a good question.
Simply does not
happen. By the way, it does absolutely happen.
Okay, our medical technology is so sophisticated today.
Can you just answer the question? Like, would you be okay with it?
Yeah, that there is a black and white, the life of the mother. The technology we have today is where we can operate on fetuses.
Okay.
And the child can continue.
If a medical professional,
I saw that on House Episode 1, she's right,
will die if she doesn't get an emergency C-section or abortion.
Emergency C-section, Dean. You just proved my point.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I did.
Because it's before viability.
Okay, when's viability? Viability is based on technology.
1 week.
I'm going to go ahead. It is.
Viability
I just want to ask my question.
One day viability might be
the question that I'd like to ask you is, let's assume a woman is pregnant. It's before viability per the technological innovations and standards in America, because that's where we live.
When does personhood begin, Dean?
I'll happily answer
your
question.
When should abortion be legal?
So I think that personhood begins around 20 through 24 weeks with the thymocortical connections, the emergence of a mind. But my question is, if there is a woman that's pregnant, it's before viability per like the technological innovation in America, and a doctor tells her that she needs to get an emergency C-section or abortion, it doesn't matter because either way it's going to kill the fetus. And the doctor says if she doesn't get this emergency C-section or abortion, then she's going to die. Would you be okay with her getting one? I just interested. It's I want to see where your ideological underpinnings fall.
So I notice how that's one of your debate strategies. You corner us into these questions. I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
So what doctors do is they take an oath that says do no harm. Doing an abortion not only does obvious harm to the child by killing the child,
but it actually
does a lot of physical trauma to the mother.
Yeah, less trauma than childbirth.
Trauma to the uterus. And not only that, but many women end up being suicidal after abortion. Yeah. But regardless of that,
can you answer the question,
though? We have this very backwards view of the technology that we have now. There simply are not cases where women need to get abortions.
Notice how she's not
answering
the question.
Because it's not a scenario that actually exists. A lot of these doctors are committing medical malpractice. And they're actually lying because they have an agenda.
If it were to happen, would you be okay with that woman getting an abortion?
Absolutely not, because that doesn't happen.
So if it did, you wouldn't be okay with her getting an abortion? That's insane. Fuck.
Okay, we got to pause there. We're kind of at it.
She owned him. She kind of owned him. Sorry.
We've also run out of time, so we're going to move on.
My next surrounded claim is Donald Trump is a terrible president.
All right. If you want to debate this claim, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Donald Trump is a terrible president because he slept his way to the top.
No, I actually think that.
Remember that? It was brutal. Hey, listen.
He didn't do that.
Why do you support Trump?
I think that he's obviously done a lot of things. I can't say he's a perfect person, but I do think he has done things to benefit us.
What is one macroeconomic indicator that's better off today than it was a year and a half ago under Biden?
Closing the borders.
So that's not a macroeconomic indicator.
Yeah,
a macroeconomic indicator would be something like GDP growth, unemployment, inflation, jobs reports. And by definition, a macroeconomic indicator is just simply a gauge that we could use to determine the health of the economy overall. So
yes,
once again,
absolutely.
About GDP growth, inflation, like wages, so on and so forth.
The economy, I can dive into that.
One indicator that's better off today than it was
year. She'll dive into that.
The amount of drug use and fentanyl in society has gone down
miraculously
because he closed the border and illegal drugs are no longer allowed to come in.
You understand the question I'm asking you?
Yeah, I do. And I'm answering it.
So the amount of people that use drugs in society could, of course, influence macroeconomic variables. Like if everybody was drugged up all the time, nobody could go to work, right? So therefore, the macroeconomic indicator of like unemployment would be really high. Okay, so it's not directly the macroeconomic indicator, but rather it's an influence of the indicators. Mm-hmm. So directly, what is one macroeconomic indicator that's better off today than it was a year and a half ago? Keep it in mind that macroeconomic indicators are things like inflation, GDP growth, wage growth, real median wages, unemployment, job reports, so on and so forth.
Same thing. I'm going to go with drug use.
Stop.
Boom.
Dude. Okay.
Dude.
Listen,
girl.
So what macroeconomic indicators did drug use influence? Are you saying that now we have like a lower level of unemployment because of that?
By closing the border and not allowing illegal people in here, giving me and so many other people job opportunities that they weren't allowed to have before because companies were employing illegal immigrants, just like the weed farm in California that Newsom was directly supporting. They had children at the age of 9 years old illegally here working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are no longer allowed here, giving job opportunities to others. That is benefiting the economy, period.
So is that why we added the lowest amount of jobs to the economy in 20 years, ignoring recessions last year under Trump? Is that why we have the highest level of unemployment since the pandemic?
Is it not opening opportunity?
Yeah, it's not. The reason why mass deportation
mass
deportation doesn't open up job opportunity in America is very simple. Because ultimately, undocumented immigrants as a demographic are very economically productive. They pay over $100 billion in taxes.
And those jobs are not open for
local
Americans.
And they pay in $1.1 through $1.7 trillion to the GDP annually. And according
they actually don't. Have you ever met an illegal immigrant that pays taxes? I'm sure you haven't.
So my source is the IRS. Do you think the IRS is lying?
Absolutely. I'm sure they can lie about statistics all the time.
So Donald Trump's IRS is lying about how much.
Not Donald Trump's IRS.
It's deep state.
No, well, the statistics came in from years ago. You've used that since the last time we were here.
Do you know who Scott Bessent is?
No.
He's the administrator of the IRS. Do you know who he was appointed by?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump and Scott Bessent and the IRS under Trump still report that. And listen, it's not a contestable fact.
That removing
fact.
A certain population can allow opportunities for others to come in. You realize
it makes the economy less productive.
I have family yeah. that are refused opportunities, health care, and other resources due to the fact that it's oversaturated by people who do not have a citizenship here. And by closing those borders and not allowing
how do they even know?
In, it gives them the space to have that because that's what my tax dollars should be paying.
So do you think that undocumented immigrants can access like federal Medicaid, Medicare, or something?
Actually, they can.
You know what the Personal Work Order and Responsibility Act is?
I actually know that they can because I
do
have
you know what the Personal Work Order and Responsibility Act is?
They can get checks month per month, living month per month, and we support that. Our tax dollars that we pay, we support
can
that.
Can I get a yes or no? Do you know what the Personal Work Order and Responsibility Act is?
I believe it has something to do with jobs and paying taxes no matter year.
No. Mm-hmm. The Personal Work Order and Responsibility Act is a bill from the 90s that strictly limits and prohibits any type of federal public welfare benefit.
And
from
not being
given
everywhere follows the law, obviously. Here in California,
immigrants. I'm going to continue to speak. There was one slight addendum to this with Obama's EMTALA, which just says that undocumented immigrants can get life-saving emergency care if they need it. But the point is, when you suggest that undocumented immigrants are reliant on these federal systems of benefit,
and they are.
Anyway,
they
from
are.
Medicaid to Medicare to Section 8 to food stamps, they're not. It is they literally are. Illegal for them to collect are. Those benefits.
And they do anyway, because listen, states like California allow it.
So
we pay for it.
You're
I
confused.
Believe. No, I'm not confused.
What you're confused
I know
about
exactly,
is the difference
exactly
between limited state-level benefits and federal benefits. So you're right.
But it still happens on some level. Can you acknowledge that?
In 10 of our 50 states, undocumented immigrants have the limited ability to collect social safety.
But that still is an ability. And my tax
and
dollars
fine.
In California are paying for it.
Well,
yes.
Well actually, their tax dollars pay for it Absolutely. Because they pay $100 billion per year in taxes and they subsidize you.
People like my brother with disability that truly yeah. need those things are being cut.
They're completely different systems.
They're being cut. Absolutely not.
Yeah, they are.
Nope.
Does she work?
Medi-Cal. My brother gets Medi-Cal and they also get Medi-Cal.
No, it's specifically a system of benefit for undocumented immigrants that no longer exists.
My brother got something in the mail. Your
brother's on Medicaid.
No,
on
he's not. He's
level.
On Medi-Cal.
Listen,
honey. I'm filing for a conservatorship for my brother. I know exactly what he gets.
The point that
and
I'm trying to make.
He's getting cut day by day because of the oversaturation, the overpopulation of people we don't even know exist.
Okay. Didn't Medicaid get cut? Wasn't that part of what was under attack by the Big Beautiful Bill? Was a Medicaid cut? Also, I think you can get Medi-Cal and Medicaid independently, right? Like California has their state-issued Medi-Cal. I don't know how these things work in conjunction with each other, but I don't know why one would necessarily... I don't know. I don't know the details of what you're talking about, but I never believe conservatives, so fuck them.
And
wait
we are
for
paying
you
for them. Okay. So do we not acknowledge that by closing the borders, like I'm going to go back to my point, just like you like to do with everybody else, I'm going to go back to my point that by cutting that population off and allowing more space for opportunity for Americans would benefit the economy.
So you're saying that you pay for the benefits of undocumented immigrants. When they're paying over $100 billion per year in taxes on the federal, state, and local level, well, guess what? They're paying for their own benefits in the 10 limited states that give them. In fact,
do their jobs.
I mean, this is just anti-intellectualist propaganda. That's what the IRS says. That's what the Cato Institute, who's ran by libertarians, is right-leaning.
For you to say.
Hater. All right. If you want to be the next debater, get to the chair.
Did she say later or hater?
Hater. Voted out.
Hater.
Hater. Later.
All right. If you want to be the next debater, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Later.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Marika. Hi, ma'am. It's
Uh-oh.
Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, too. I want to talk to you about my point of view as a Mexican, American, Jewish. I'm not saying Trump is perfect, but I'm saying the reason I voted for him.
Jader.
First of all, I want to touch the point that she said about borders, but not about the people. I'm talking about the drugs and the traffic that is coming from my country. Mm-hmm. And it's from my government, because Mexico has a narco government. You know who's the only one who has the guts to go right now and deal with the president? Trump. Because the other administration didn't do it.
So
who went to bring
brave.
Venezuela Maduro to the jail? Trump. And this is affecting United States.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying everything he's doing is great.
Yeah.
And I'm Jewish, so I support Israel. Who is the only one who's supporting Israel? Trump. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to be right now.
Oh, yeah. Let's support a state that's committing a genocide of
don't talk about
Palestinians in Lebanon. And let's make sure to throw $1 billion a day at a war that's killed 13 of our servicemen and women for another state, per the testimony of Joe Kent. Listen.
This is
okay,
the first ally of
the
United States.
I want to respond.
Israel is the first ally of the United States. So we have the right to support Israel. And you know what? God said to Abraham, I will bless whoever bless you, and I will curse whoever curse you.
Yeah.
If you want to be blessed, if this country needs to be blessed, it needs to bless Israel first.
Yeah.
Every single country who has been cursed Israel is, look how they are.
This
right
is
now.
Religious psychosis.
It's
genuinely religious psychosis. You're saying
Chavez ended?
Listen, you're saying
from the
you are saying
he's saying
you are saying
and he's dead.
Okay, yeah, we have to bless the ethnic expansionist, genocidal, terroristic state, or else we're all going to be cursed and die. I want to respond to the first couple claims that you made, specifically on topic with Venezuela and the border. So, who brings in 70 to 80% of the drugs into this country per the homeland of
Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela? Who is bringing them?
Yeah.
Who is supporting them? It's Mexican country. And I'm sorry to say it. I love my country. But my government is
Okay, I'll respond. Thank you. Thank you for your response. So 70% of the drugs sold in America, brought into America, are brought in by citizens. Why do I bring this up? Because when we say that undocumented immigrants are the issue, they're the people that are just bringing all these drugs across the border, then they come here to like women and kidnap children and commit all these heinous violent crimes, is nothing more than is the demonization of a demographic. That's actually
the demonization.
People are the ones who bringing
but that's what Trump
to become citizens.
And that's why you shouldn't support Trump.
I'm not telling you he's doing everything perfect. I never say that. I'm talking about the borders that we have more than 2,000 miles border with Mexico, and that's where they came the drugs, and that's where they came this trafficking.
I don't listen. I actually through legal ports of entry for the most part. So once again, a vast majority of the drugs brought across the border are brought in by citizens through legal ports of entry. And when I give you an explanation for this, it's going to make sense to you because think about it. Okay, when a citizen is coming in through a legal port of entry, okay, well nobody just has the innate right per the state to pull them over, scrutinize them, check every nook and cranny of their vehicle because of our constitution. But when they identify an undocumented immigrant, well they already have an individual who's capable of breaking federal law, so then they have all the rights in the world to detain them, arrest them if they need to pat them down or check their vehicle. And that's why a lot of the drugs that come into this country will come in with citizens. But I think my larger point here is I don't think that Donald Trump has secured the border. I think that the reason why we've seen such a drastic decline in undocumented entry has nothing to do with proactive long-term border policy, but rather to do with fascism and human rights abuse. There are people in this country that are getting illegally deported and then tortured in places like CECOT. Executive Order Number 14160 attempted to unconstitutionally reclassify citizens as undocumented immigrants to be lined up and deported by the DHS. We're watching people like Alex Freddy get murdered in broad daylight by ICE agents.
I want to answer to you before you continue. You're talking about legal and deportation. I used to be a foster care liaison. When all these kids in cages, that was not true. I was there.
That happened under Obama.
For emergency meetings, looking for families to support these kids, meanwhile they were reunified with their families. Reunification with their families. Yes, it was not true. That was in cages. That was just the media, what they wanted to portray.
So you know what I mean? Argument that Executive Order Number 14160 doesn't even exist?
What I'm saying is the media wants to say what they want to say because they have already,
But this is coming from the media. It's coming from the White House.
Been voted out.
All right.
All right. If you want to be the next debater, please get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, welcome in. I think we should start this off a little bit. I know, I'm talking to you while you're standing up. Hi. Slow it down. What's your name?
I'm Kai Tia, but you can say Tia. It's a lot easier.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Tia.
Thank you
for being here. Listen, I say we start this conversation off.
This is the one who had the kids who eat infinite amounts of food, apparently. And then the one who, when she was going over our debate, had like an AI version of me getting up to scream at her, I guess. I don't know why.
A little bit differently.
Can I tell you? I think it's like a little bit of a religious schizo lady, I think.
Why I think Trump is a terrible president?
That's what I was going to ask you. I would love to know, actually.
Perfect. Yeah, well, I break it down into the three main categories. His domestic policy, his foreign policy, and his character. Okay? He is the worst president of my life, the worst president of your life, and the worst president of the lives of every single person sitting in this circle. Let's start by evaluating his character. He's a 34-count felon, adjudicated rapist that has boasted about perfecting the naked bodies of beauty pageant contestants, depicted black people as monkeys on his Truth Social, and was sued in the 70s for refusing to rent to black people because he thought that they were quote-unquote poor. And there's about a billion other things I could say because of the time on the clock. I'll keep it concise. We look at his domestic policy. There's not a single macroeconomic variable that is better off today under Trump than it was a year and a half ago under Biden. GDP growth is down. We got one of the worst jobs report in modern American history last year, adding only 170,000 jobs to the economy after adding 2.2 million under Biden in 2024. We see that unemployment is up. We saw 1.3 million layoffs. We see the highest increase in the price of gas in 1 month since the Vietnam War in 1967. Foreign policy is a disaster. He said he was going to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine on day one. He didn't. He said he was going to bring us closer to our allies. Now they all hate us because we impose unconstitutional legal tariffs on them. He said he was going to be the president of no new wars. Then he started a new war of choice, Iran, just to deflect away from the Epstein files. And this holistically is why I think that Donald Trump is a terrible president. The mic and the floor are yours.
Okay, thank you. So I haven't been in politics that long as far as like interest. It was like 2016 really opened my eyes. I never thought Trump had a chance, honestly. But I do seem to remember in 2016, a lot of the dialogue around his win was he only won because America's racist, basically saying everyone who voted for him.
Hey,
was racist.
She's trapped this in 2016 like every other fucking
reelected
Trump voter. Wow. No figure.
After 4 years of not being president and now he's back. Why do you think that he won if he's
won
one of the most terrible presidents in our lifetime?
True.
Yeah, I'll give a directive to that question. I first want to ask a clarifying one. Do you think that Biden was a bad president?
I don't want to talk about Biden because that's not why we're here.
Right. Okay. Well, I'd expect your answer to that question to be no, of course. But Biden got the most votes out of any president in history. We can't say just because people were willing to vote for a candidate to be president. But
he's laughing, by the way, because they don't believe in that election. They don't believe that he got that many votes. They think it was a massive rigged election where all those extra votes were lies, by the way. But wait, this was her clip.
Whenever it got to the point where it just felt like the level was up here and people's steam was coming out of their ears, I was like, red flag, stop talking. And there was very few people who could get him to have discourse that you could call a conversation or a debate. Most of it was yelling. Then it's like a personal attack. You can feel it when something evil is going on. Whatever you want, a title is on you, but you can feel it when something bad is happening in the room.
Wait, if you're me and I'm you, where are you and what am I still doing stuck in this video?
This was some schizo shit. Debating Destiny in the most demonic Jubilee video I've ever done. Politics as a Christian. This was like before, was it only 10 months ago? The AI shit hadn't like ultra super taken off for like every single YouTube video. I feel like it's been more recent, but so this is like the early-ish stages, so they weren't as refined yet. So I look fucking wild as fuck here. Jesus.
For they were the best option. The reason why I think that Trump won the election had a lot to do with propaganda surrounding the negative economic impacts of the pandemic, okay? We saw 9% high levels of inflation, roaring gas prices, and I don't think that these things were caused by Biden. But Biden never was really too publicly outspoken about that, and I think that was a messaging problem with the Dems. The second reason why I think Donald Trump won had to do with the fact that Kamala Harris only had a little bit over 100 days to run, which I also blame on Biden. He should have stepped down a lot sooner. But ultimately, I don't think Trump won because he's a good president, and that's undeniable. Has your life gotten better in the last year and a half?
My life has gotten better,
actually. How has Trump made it better? Tell me, specifically.
I honestly do feel safer with him president. I mean, we can beat a dead horse with the closed border. That means a lot to me. Like, I'm a mom. I have kids. It's important to me that, and I live in LA, which is like crazy, right? Do you live out here or no?
No, I don't. But you would be safer to leave your children with the average undocumented immigrant compared to the average citizen. They're 2.5 times less likely to commit violent crimes compared to the average U.S. citizen.
My home with me. That's why I go to school, and that's why I'm a mom, and my children come first. So for me, being able to do that is a blessing. There's a lot of sacrifices that come with that, especially in this economy. I would be lying if I didn't say, like, it's difficult with the gas prices. It's difficult with the groceries and the tariffs. There's a lot of things. Yeah, similar with Biden. There was a lot. Inflation has not increased in the same amount as it did under Biden.
What did Biden do to cause it?
The money to Ukraine and the open border. You can look and
they never remember COVID. But you better believe if he were to ask, why was Trump's last year so bad? She would all of a sudden say, COVID. They never, you notice how they never bring it up? It's crazy.
Can research about how much it cost us to send the amount of money that we did to Ukraine and
how much money did we send to Ukraine?
What it did to affect our economy, and also with the undocumented immigrants.
How much money did
they
send
Ukraine? They are getting Medi-Cal. They were getting money for food and free housing.
How much money did we send to Ukraine in 4 years under Biden?
You tell me.
$220 billion, approximately.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If you're going to blame Biden's 9% high level of inflation on $220 billion spent over the course of 4 years, then why don't we see like 50% levels of inflation, considering the fact that in the last year and a half, Donald Trump has passed the Big Beautiful Bill, which, according to most estimates, is clocked in to cost us around $3.4 trillion over the course of 10 years. Or the simple fact that he's spending $1 billion a day on a war in Iran. He's going to spend just as much money on this war in Iran as Biden did in 4 years on Ukraine in less than a year. And on top of that, the charities, Donald Trump has continued to
blame 9% on that, guys.
Inflation on $220 billion worth of expenditures. Nuts. Especially when we consider that the Biden-Harris administration spent half of what the Trump administration spent in their first term.
I get what you're saying. And I think both of us, at the end of the day, we want what's best for America. I think we have different plans or strategies to get there. But the main thing I did want to come up here and say, I don't think you really answered it, was if Trump was the worst president in our lifetime, how did he win twice, if not three times, depending on who you talk to? Exactly. So if he was that terrible, either were the, and I mean, you can say, are we dumb as a box of rocks? Like, are we the stupidest people? I've been told I'm internalized racist.
Do you want me to be honest?
I would love for you to be honest.
I don't think that anybody in the circle is particularly intelligent.
Okay. And I understand that that's how people see us.
Yeah, we're going to stop. We're going to stop there. You've been voted out. Then return to your seat.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, Tia.
Okay. What is this meta? I wonder if they were told, like, don't interrupt him, because nobody is like shouted at him. They've let him get all of his kind of like rants off. I say rants. I don't mean that demeaningly. I just mean like he's been able to rattle off a ton of facts. And then as soon as they kind of sort of start to respond, they get voted off. It seems like they're getting fucked on this. What?
If you want to be the next debater, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Leia.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Just a little background. I am currently active duty in the United States Marine Corps. I'm not here on
behalf. Be careful, hashtags.
I'm not here on behalf of the Department of War, by the way. I also grew up in Houston, Israel.
Department of War!
And I think that Trump has done a lot for me personally, and I feel like that's what we should all be here speaking about to an extent. I've gotten paid more under him. I've gotten bonuses under him. The military has tightened up under him. And from that perspective, he's my commander-in-chief, and I'm grateful for that.
Out of everybody sitting in the circle, you have the most reason to not support Trump. Could I tell you why?
I would love to know why.
Because of your oath. You took an oath to defend the Constitution from enemies overseas and domestic, correct? Mm-hmm,
correct.
Can we agree that an enemy to the Constitution, domestic or foreign, would be a person who thinks that the Constitution should be terminated, is intentionally and belligerently infringing upon it?
Go in depth with that, please.
Well, I mean, I think that is all the context that would be required to understand an enemy. If there's somebody that is intentionally and belligerently infringing on the Constitution, has suggested that maybe we should terminate it before, can we agree that person would be an enemy?
I don't know when he said that.
It would be an enemy. I do agree with you, but I don't agree with you if you're saying that's what Trump has done.
December of 2022, Trump went on Truth Social and said that because of the 2020 election, the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, including those found within the Constitution, would be allowed. And
that's different, though. That's a different thing, though, you idiot. That's different.
And in the last year and a half of his presidency, he has directly infringed on the 14th Amendment, threatened the 1st, threatened the 2nd, infringed on the 4th, infringed on the 10th, and threatened to infringe on the 23rd, on top of Article 1 and 2. Donald Trump is a domestic enemy to the Constitution.
I do not agree with that whatsoever. Just because you're stating all these things, kind of like fact check, but he hasn't actually put those in place.
Executive Order Number 14160 was put in place and attempted to take birthright citizenship away from the children born to undocumented immigrants on American soil. But that is a long withstanding 2015 ruling from SCOTUS, regardless of its Plyer v. Doe in 1989, saying that undocumented immigrants are within the jurisdiction of the U.S., or U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark in the late 19th century, arguing that the only people who do not have a constitutional claim to birthright citizen would be members of militant invading forces, foreign diplomats, and Native Americans, which was later updated through federal law. We know for a fact that the 14th Amendment covers the protection of birthright citizenship for the children born to undocumented immigrants. Donald Trump says, well, I'm going to change that, and passes an illegal, unconstitutional executive order stating
that. Has Alito spoken about that yet, though?
That is a domestic threat to our Constitution, that you as a member of our DOJ, as an active duty service member of the Marines, should absolutely protest and stand in wide opposition against.
So that, I would not agree, makes him a domestic enemy. This is militant. This is what I signed an oath for and what I raised my right hand for. It's militant, and that has not affected us in that military aspect. I don't think so. If you could give me an example of how so, as far as like immigration and all these people who have joined the military to get papers for their parents and stuff like that, whether they were born here or not, it's been in effect and it's been very helpful for them.
What were your thoughts on Donald Trump calling for the execution of six sitting Democrats in Congress who reminded you to abide by your oath?
Six what?
Six sitting Democrats in Congress posted a video saying, if you're given a legal order, you don't got to follow it. And you should know that's what the UCMJ says.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And Donald Trump called for their execution because of that.
I don't know much about that,
yeah,
honestly.
I'll tell you. So
yeah, please do.
He went on Truth Social. He responded to an article talking about these six Democrats in Congress who posted a video saying like, oh, you remember your oath. Don't follow any unlawful orders if Trump were to give you one. Mm-hmm. And he calls them seditious traitors. Follows it up by saying traitors punishable by death. And then he reposts a follower's comment that says, hang them, George Washington would. Okay? So he falsely accuses them of a crime they didn't commit. You and me could agree it's not treasonous to tell the military not to unfollow unlawful orders. Mm-hmm. UCMJ once again. Mm-hmm. And then he says, well, because of this crime that he's accused.
Sorry, fuck. Hold on. I was like, why do people keep posting the SpaceX shit? They IPO'd at 135. Until it goes below 135, posting shit about how it's fallen from a crazy peak is fucking retarded. Please stop posting this in chat. You fucking retard. Stop.
He responded to an article saying, Democrats in Congress who reminded you to abide by your oath.
Six what?
Six sitting Democrats in
whether they were born here or not, it's been in effect and it's been very helpful for them.
What were your thoughts on Donald Trump calling for the execution of six sitting Democrats in Congress who reminded you to abide by your oath?
Six what?
Six sitting Democrats in Congress posted a video saying, if you're given a legal order, you don't got to follow it. And you should know that's what the UCMJ says.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And Donald Trump called for their execution because of that.
I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know why you would even come to defend anything. I think at that point you should probably like sew your lips shut and never say another word again. This should be like so humiliating that you flee the country in shame that you would come up here, especially, you know, trying to front with some military background and you have no fucking concept of the president of the United States talking about executing people who like you really nobody was talking about this at all in any part of your life. Nobody was mentioning it. How is that even possible? That's insane. That's crazy.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, so please do.
He went on Truth Social. He responded to an article talking about the six Democrats in Congress who posted a video saying like, oh, you remember your oath. Don't follow any unlawful orders if Trump were to give you one. Mm-hmm. And he calls them seditious traitors. Follows it up by saying traitors punishable by death. And then he reposts a follower's comment that says, hang them, George Washington would. Okay? So he falsely accuses them of a crime they didn't commit. You and me could agree it's not treasonous to tell the military not to unfollow unlawful orders. Mm-hmm. UCMJ once again. Mm-hmm. And then he says, well, because of this crime that he's accusing them of that they didn't commit, they need to be hung. That's him directly calling for the execution of six Democrats in Congress.
No, with a trial, though. Stand a trial.
How do you stand by such a
trial.
No, honestly, we have multiple times gone against if it does not follow along with the UCMJ throughout history in the military. And they've been awarded for that. If our military leader, and for example, Donald Trump is one of them. But if they go against what the UCMJ does, we are allowed to go against that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
that's all the Dems were saying. And then he said they need to die because they said that.
No.
Yes. He said
who needed to die?
These Democrats.
Bro. What do you even do? I don't even know. Like, what? That's crazy to me. Like, at the very least, when she retires, it should be like 80% disability from the VA if you're this fucking retarded. Like, she should get some kind of payout. Like, can this person even live on their own? You're in the, how can you not have heard about this?
Democrats. He said that their sedition is punishable by death. Okay. The sedition that they didn't commit. And then he followed it up by reposting a comment that said, hang them, explicitly, hang them. That was him calling for their execution. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I feel like you're maybe one of the more reasonable people that I've spoken with today. You should be able to see this so clearly. And maybe this might even be an historical moment you're unsurrounded, where I'm able to change the mind of a guest on the show. That'd be huge.
That would be huge if it was going to happen, but it's not.
Oh, my God.
We're out of time. We have to pause there.
What? You know, you're never changing my mind, motherfucker.
My final surrounded claim is Donald Trump doesn't give a shit about any of you.
True.
If you want to debate Dean's claim, get to the chair in 3, 2,
Hi.
Hi, Dean.
Okay, well, I think that my claim here is clear. Donald Trump doesn't give a shit about anybody in the circle. What I mean by that is just Donald Trump generally doesn't care about women. He's a very misogynistic asshole.
Promises made, promises kept.
Opposite.
Number one, he's got more women on his cabinet than most presidents did.
And he's fired, what, four of them?
Doesn't matter.
I think it's
it doesn't matter. We got rid of Pam Bondi. We got rid of Tulsi Gabbard. We got rid of Kristi Noem. Was there a fourth one that I'm missing? Are there any left?
The labor secretary, Susie Wiles, is his chief of staff, right? Is chief of staff of the office of the White House? Is that a cabinet level position? And the Caroline Leavitt, yeah, I don't know. Jesus Christ.
If they don't perform, you fire.
Oh, the education woman is still there. McMahon or whatever? McMahon? I don't know how to pronounce that.
Pam Bondi did nothing.
Yeah, she was a terrible AG.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She did, and he didn't like that, so we fired her.
Yeah. I think that she was a terrible AG for preventing the...
By the way, terrible AG and a woman? Well, you know, she was just bad on her own merit, you know, because, you know, Trump hired her. If that would have been a Democrat president and Pam Bondi was fired, they would have said DEI pick. 1,000,000,000%, by the way. They would have said DEI pick.
At least the files. I digress. I'm interrupting you. Sorry,
well,
go ahead.
And he pardoned the J6ers like he said he would.
Yeah. She's one of them, by the way.
And now he created a weaponization fund, which I think is great.
It's
and
fun,
he forgo all his money, which is $10 billion, and he took $1.7 billion, $7 like he said he would.
Yeah.
And now he created a weaponization fund, which I think is great. Yeah. And he forgo all his money, which is $10 billion, and he took $1.7 billion, 1776, to give to the people that refused to take jobs. That were fired because they didn't want to get the vax, that were targeted by the Biden DOJ, grannies that were thrown in prison, people that literally just stepped foot on the Capitol grounds and were thrown in prison for years.
Yeah.
No tax on tips, no tax on social security,
mm-hmm.
and the lowest prescription prices that we've ever had.
Okay.
Safe borders, no more child trafficking.
Okay, listen. Let's
all gone. $1.8
billion.
All child trafficking has been eliminated.
That's not true. It's funded by the taxpayers.
It's owed to him.
Secondarily, it is an absolute disaster.
Just like all the money comes
It's crazy that our president is willing to give $1.8 billion to people such as the J6 terrorists.
Well, they're not terrorists.
They are.
Well, I mean, I think they are. For instance, there were 176 people who were criminally convicted of deadly assaults on police officers. Take, for example, DJ Rodriguez, who drove a stun gun into Officer Fanon's neck while Officer Fanon was on the ground getting beaten with metal rods.
It's been proven.
There's a screen. It's been proven.
Antifa. Do the Antifa one. Please, God, do the Antifa one.
Guilty to doing this in court after Officer Fanon's testimony and his body camera footage.
Any comments on the police shooting in Canada right now? What? I don't know. My guess is it's bad. What do you want me to say? Did somebody get shot? It's probably bad.
Are you familiar with Roseanne Boylan? She was beaten to death by an officer, Lila Morris. Okay, nobody talks about that. Ashley Babbitt was killed, shot in the neck.
What?
She was an unarmed woman, a military woman. There was no need for that. Mm-hmm. People went there peacefully and patriotically.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's why they were screaming at Mike Pence, right?
Well, like Trump said.
Nobody that I've
was
seen.
That peaceful?
There was a lot of infiltrators. There was over 300 FBI agents in there.
There you go.
And who's FBI?
Exactly. Who's FBI? Right. Everybody says that.
Who's president of J6?
It doesn't matter.
It does.
I read about that the
because
other day.
Because it was Donald
said,
Trump.
I read that in Reddit. Who's
and by the
FBI?
Way, who did Trump pardon? Did he pardon Obama? Infiltrators?
Oh. It was under Obama.
Obama was
That's
president
right.
on
J6. He wasn't president on J6. President Trump was.
Oh, my
but
God.
But Obama's the one who's been trying to persecute him.
Correct.
Obama, Biden.
She's got it. There we go.
The Russian dossier. Yeah.
Yep.
So Obama infiltrated Trump's FBI.
He's the one. Not just Obama, but all the leftists, all the deep state.
There we go.
Nancy Pelosi.
She literally. Here's the responsibility for the
National Guard.
Well, apparently Donald Trump had the ability to call them there, and this
he
has been proven
to.
By
he tried to, and they said no.
Donald Trump
did you not hear?
He doesn't need to try to send the National
Guard.
Did you
not hear?
He just simply can't.
But I want to do my fault.
I want to do a quick witness test.
It was my fault. She took accountability for remembering.
The J6 and chief of terrorists that were infiltrating the crowd.
I actually know that there was over 300
FBI agents.
So do we agree that everybody who was criminally convicted on J6 has since been pardoned by Trump?
Yeah,
I believe so.
So Donald Trump pardoned Antifa terrorists. And now he's offering them
a lot of them
billion
didn't get charged, though. A lot of the Antifa people didn't get charged.
Why do you need some evidence for that, ma'am?
Well, I don't.
They protected Ray Epps.
So you don't believe in charged? You don't believe in claims, right?
No,
so what's the evidence?
On facts.
Okay, so
like Donald Trump cares about the American people.
Maybe we should go first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got to pause there. You've been voted out.
Have a good one.
All right. If you want to be the next debater, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. Would you like to carry on with why you think that?
Trump doesn't.
People keep saying J6 bingo. It doesn't really make sense to play bingo because it would just be, 25 spots on a bingo card and they would all be free spots because that's how fucking retarded and predictable all these motherfuckers are.
Doesn't care about you, doesn't care about anybody in the circle because he generally doesn't care about women. He has had a lifetime of vapid misogyny, like the fact that he's a sexual predator, that he's a rapist, that he's overturned policy that has led to 60 pregnant victims per day being denied access to abortion in 10 every 50 states, or an attack on our economy. Everything is worse off today than it was a year and a half ago under Giga Chad Biden. I don't think he cares about you.
He almost took a bullet for this country.
What, by choice? What are you talking about? Oh my God.
And he's faced so many assassination attempts.
Yeah.
He faces threats, as you should know. I mean, you cried with Charlie Kirk.
I mean, listen, specifically, this will be 10 seconds or less so we could get back to the topic. I cried because I,
Why do so many people want to shoot this motherfucker? Please, Dean! I don't expect him to say that, but...
I thought that it was a mass shooting. My friend was less than 30 feet away. He FaceTimed me running away, saying, Dean, I think that there's a mass shooting going on. And regardless of the fact that I didn't like Charlie Kirk, I'll be honest, I think that he's despicable. He endorsed child torture. I still saw a video of somebody that I personally knew, okay, get their jugular ripped open by a bullet. It was rough. And yeah, I shed a tear. It was very intense. But listen, the topic really humanized you. The topic is Donald Trump doesn't generally care about women. He doesn't give a shit about anybody in the circle. You're arguing that, well, maybe he does care about women because he took a bullet.
Why would he put his life on the line if he didn't care?
Well, I think the reason why he's willing to apparently take a bullet to the ear isn't because he cares about you, or else we'd see that demonstrated through his actions, words, and policy, which obviously hasn't occurred. But rather, maybe he took a bullet because it was either the bullet or the jail cell for his 34 felonies, attempted coup on J6. And he wants that power. He wants that adoration. He wants that glory. He wants that fame. He wants his name to be in the history books. That's why he's illegally placing his name on the Kennedy Center or attempting to commit the conquest of America, usurping Iran to be the 51st state, Venezuela to be the 52nd, and Canada to be the 53rd. That's what he wants to get out of it. He doesn't want to help you. Or once again, we'd see that represented through his policy, which we don't.
I vehemently disagree with that. Huh? He cares for law enforcement. He cares for firefighters, no. Mothers trying to get pregnant. And it's disheartening that the way you describe Trump, it's like you're describing a leader in the Middle East, someone that's an actual dictator, an actual fascist. And it's for someone that has traveled.
Yeah, I mean, and true.
Has seen how other countries operate. This is the best country in the world. And we're so lucky to have Donald Trump as a president. And I'm just...
Travel to where? Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck... Trump kind of seems like a Middle Eastern leader. What? Because he acts like an authoritarian? Or that's what she's claiming Dean is saying? Yeah, he kind of does. Like, I like how she's like kind of so close to it. Like, she's kind of there. She's like, the way you're describing Trump makes him sound like an anti-democratic, authoritarian piece of shit. You know? Like, yeah.
Pardon that you can't see that.
Okay. You said that he cares about law enforcement. Then why did he pardon 178 people who attempted to assault or kill cops on J6?
On January 6th.
Yeah, he pardoned. Like, we went over this earlier. DJ Rodriguez, okay, drove a stun gun into Officer Fanon's neck. Gave him a heart attack. He needed to be raced off to the hospital. DJ Rodriguez was then thrown in jail for 10 years. Trump says he's a patriot, gives him a full and complete presidential pardon, and has now created a $1.8 billion slush fund that's going to line DJ's pockets. Dude, there's no way he cares about cops if that's what he's willing to give to a would-be cop killer.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I don't know all the details of that.
If everything that I just said was true, would you concede that Donald Trump does not care about law enforcement?
I would be curious why he, I mean, I don't know what information he has that I don't, so I would have to place my trust in the President of the United States.
Did you place your trust in Biden?
Pause there. You've been voted out. Please return to your seat. If you would like to be the next debater, get to the chair in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, Liz.
Hi.
All right. Well, I mean, you know my thoughts. I think that Trump is the worst president of your life, and I think that he consistently demonstrates that through his rhetoric and policy. What are your thoughts?
I love Trump. And honestly, I love everything that Trump is doing with Israel. I'm Jewish. I'm very pro-Israel. I know how you feel about it.
I wish my mom didn't have Alzheimer's. If I could throw her up here, my mom is identical to one of these people. She would be clapping in the background. Woohoo! She'd be 1,000,000%. She would be identical to these people.
Israel, but I feel like you probably don't know the facts. I also love what Trump is doing with Iran, because if he does care about women, he wants to free the women of Iran from the Islamic regime. He wants to free the women all around the world. Yeah. And you see, tell me what you like about Iran or Palestine and how they treat women.
Well, I actually want to start off with the claim that you made about...
Like, let's see. Who has Trump made... Wait. Yeah. Who's Trump made, like, good deals with? Like, who is his strongest relationship with right now, as foreign leaders go? I feel like everybody in fucking Europe hates him. They were kind of friendly with the weird dude in Orban or whatever, although that fucker's gone. Let's see. I'm trying to think for Europe. Anything? I don't know. Okay, let's go to the Middle East. What do we get? We have a $400 million plane from Qatar. We gave him another airfield in the United States to train with. We've got tons of friendly things between Kushner and MBS for Saudi Arabia. We've got, what else? There was more. Oh, we've got Erdogan's fucking bodyguards beating the shit out of Americans. I remember when Erdogan came here in Trump's first term that Trump didn't have shit to say about. Let's see, what else? We've got, obviously, he's the number one fucking Netanyahu simp, kind of, or he's just fucking retarded. I don't know. Like, it's kind of crazy that it seems like he's so friendly with all of those people over there. Where are all of our European allies at? Hello? Any of them?
Ron, is Donald Trump negotiating with the IRGC to achieve a denuclearization agreement today?
There's no negotiating with terrorists.
Okay, well, according to Trump, that's not true. He says that...
There's no negotiating with terrorists? What do you think happened in Afghanistan? Hello?
There are active ongoing negotiations and they're performing greatly.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the reason why I ask you this question is because the IRGC isn't going anywhere, because Donald Trump has already said that he's achieved all of his military objectives in this.
What? Every time I hear somebody do this, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck, there's this, fuck. What I'm trying to think. Hold on, wait. Give me 20 seconds to think of this meme or pretend I pulled up instantly. I think it's episode 4. Fuck, wait. Wait. Hold on. Wait, no. Hold on. How quickly did she just switch up there?
There are active ongoing negotiations and they're performing greatly.
Yeah, of course. Tell me what you like about Iran or Palestine and how they treat women.
Well, I actually want to start off with a claim that you made about Iran. Is Donald Trump negotiating with the IRGC to achieve a denuclearization agreement today?
There's no negotiating with terrorists.
Okay, well, according to Trump, that's not true. He says that there are active ongoing negotiations and they're performing greatly.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It reminds me of this guy when he asked him if he turned off the web server or whatever.
Hold on a second. Hello?
Did you take down the website?
No.
Well, Nancy says you did.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I hate these people with a fiery fucking passion.
So the reason why I ask you this question is because the IRGC isn't going anywhere. Because Donald Trump has already said that he's achieved all of his military objectives in this war. He's already, quote-unquote, cooed the IRGC and committed regime change by just getting more, quote-unquote, moderate voices to lead the IRGC. And now he's actively negotiating, like, a 30 to 50-year agreement with him so they will never have the ability to nuclearize again. What this means is that Donald Trump actually wants the IRGC to stay in charge of Iran, or else this denuclearization effort that has costed us 13 lives, $1 billion a day, and higher gas prices and oil prices everywhere would be for
Donald
nothing.
Trump wants
and
to
because
get
the IRGC is not going,
IRGC.
Then he wouldn't be negotiating with him. He wouldn't be trying to get a deal with them. You don't advocate to get a deal with a party that you don't think should exist.
Here's the thing. Islam right now is taking over all of these countries. They've taken over most of Europe. They're starting to take over in the United States. He has to do this in a very careful manner. There are billions of Islamists who are trying to take over every. They will not stop until they have infiltrated every country.
This is so disgusting.
Not mine. It's literally what they say.
It's so gross.
They say they will not stop until Islam is in every single.
Like how Qatar invaded. What, Iowa? Where are they building their base at? Or was it Indiana?
Household.
This
That's
is insanity.
What they say, and that is why we need Israel. And that is why Trump is going to do everything he can in his power to annihilate the IRGC.
Yeah, hey, you're mad about them going after Israel? Listen, Idaho, whatever. They're not going after Israel, okay? They're coming for you. Israel's just in the way, all right?
PC, which is what needs to happen.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so first and foremost, if I could compulsorily puke on this table without getting you dirty, I probably would, because everything that you just said was legitimately disgusting.
How is that
first
disgusting?
And foremost, for you to demonize and turn all Muslim people alive.
Not all Muslim, into this Islamists. Into this model,
you said that there were billions of Islamists infiltrating
there
every crook and cranny of the world.
They are.
So I think
have
we,
you traveled?
Listen, I think that we absolutely...
Where was the last place you traveled to, internationally?
Let me respond to what you said.
Or have you gone to New York?
I think...
Where they're literally doing prayer in the streets?
Yes, if you pray in public, then all of a sudden you're extremist. Go tell that to every Christian evangelical that put their hand on Trump's shoulder in the Oval Office on camera.
Were they praying in the streets? What? Bruh, you know what I just realized? The next fucking Democratic president, we need to have an Islam ban bill or whatever, where we like, the name of the bill is to ban Islam, ban radical Islamists, ban radical jihadists in this country. But like the text of the bill is all just like, no more public worship allowed, no more places of worship with tax exemptions. So it would all apply to like Christian churches and shit. I bet you could get conservatives to pass that because they're fucking retarded.
Other religion. Exactly. When it's about Jesus. No, listen to what I'm saying here. Listen to what I'm saying here.
Take over.
Listen to what I'm saying here. When it's about
Jewish
Jesus.
Jewish people know going to every single country and try and take over.
Oh, yeah, right. And that's why they're going into the West Bank. That's why they're going
into
Gaza. That's why they're going into Lebanon. Listen to what I'm saying here. Listen to what I'm saying here.
Get your facts straight.
And what's going on in the West Bank today?
Literally been in charge of Gaza since 2005.
And what's going on in the West Bank today?
Terrorist organization.
What's going on in the West Bank?
Israel literally has backed out. When you have people, you have a tiny little country the size of New Jersey.
We're getting all over the place.
It's going to happen.
Well, let's hone this in. Well, A, what I wouldn't want to happen is like vapid war crimes.
Do you think
in a 25-mile radius? One moment. I don't think that any country has an inherent right to exist. I think that people have a right to self-determination. A country is a collective of people. Countries in and themselves are not moral entities.
Explain
it to you. Let me speak. I don't want you to interrupt me. I want to answer your last question. You asked me a good one. You said, Dean, do you think that Israel has a right to exist? I think that question is incomprehensible. And the reason why I say that question is incomprehensible is because a state is not a body in which has rights. People are entities in which have rights. A collective of people collectively have a right to self-determination. But the social construct of a state and a government is just a figure of our imagination through the collective of civilization, not an entity in which has rights.
How many Jewish people live in Palestine?
I want to be able to respond to
How
everything.
How many people live in
so,
57
so
Liz, Muslim countries?
Liz, what you're doing is you're attempting to overwhelm me with questions, which is a gish gallop. I want to ensure that I have proper time to go over every statement that has left your mouth, particularly the first statement that you made about the billions of Islamists calling them radical because they pray in public. Christians
That's
pray in
why
public
I call them
all the time.
They pray in public. I call them radical because they literally say that they will not stop until Islam is in every single household in every country and they have completely taken over. And
I think that
them say that everywhere.
I think that every mainstream religion, okay, wishes that everybody on earth agreed
not
with their religion.
All. No.
Yes, of course they do. Let me explain to you why.
Christians
are you?
No. What? Hold on. Okay, Dean is about to make a stupid point about how all religions are evangelizing And it's stupid to make in front of her because she's, did she say she was Jewish or she's Israeli or whatever? Because Judaism very clearly does not seek to proselytize. But then her counterexample that she just gave to him was Christians who absolutely do proselytize. They absolutely do send fucking missionaries and shit around the world. So I don't know why she would give that counterexample when it's like there's three like religions of the book and you had a 50-50 shot at picking the right one and you picked the wrong one, even though you're Jewish. What? Isn't she? Did she say she was? Am I making this up? I don't know if she's religiously Jewish. Whatever, same thing.
Extreme religion, okay, wishes that everybody on earth agreed with
not
religion.
At all. No.
Yes, of course they do. Let me explain to you why.
Christians
are you a Christian?
I'm Jewish.
Okay, here, listen. I'm going to ask you a question to the Christians in the circle. Do you guys think that the only way to get to heaven is to have faith in the gospel?
Absolutely. Jesus Christ.
Amen. And now I want you to put your flag down, okay, if you don't want everybody to go to heaven. Everybody still has their flag
shit,
up.
Shit.
What that tells me is that everybody with their flag up, flags up, thinks that the only way to get to heaven is to be a Christian, okay? And they want everybody to go to heaven. What does this mean? They want everybody to be a Christian. So from this line of argumentation, everybody with their flag up is a radical extremist. No, Muhammad is a prophet.
Okay. I have a question for the circle.
Yeah, it better be.
All of the Christians in the circle, do you believe that if someone does not recognize Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they should be killed?
No.
Based.
Islam does.
I do.
So,
well, but they think that you're going to hell.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a really argument to rebuttal. Listen, I agree that when you read the Quran and the Hadiths through a particularly fundamentalist scope, you could absolutely yield the conclusion that we should kill everybody that's not a Muslim, 110%. And I disagree with that fundamentalist interpretation of the Quran and the Hadiths. And I think the people who don't are crazy. But we could do the same thing to the Christian Bible. When we look at the Christian Bible and we read it through a fundamentalist scope, well, then all of a sudden it is totally okay to own slaves because of Leviticus 25 verses 44 through 46. Genocide is totally fine sometimes because of 1 Samuel 15:3, and sometimes it's okay to impregnate kids because the historical representation of Mary's age under a fundamentalist scope. Under a fundamentalist scope is that Mary was around 13. And the reason why I'm giving you the fundamentalist interpretation of the Christian Bible isn't to shit on Christianity as a whole, but it's rather to say that when you read any religious text through that fundamentalist perspective, you could always yield grave immoralities like slavery, pedophilia, or killing people who disagree with you. But the thing is that a lot of Christians, alongside a lot of Muslims, don't hold to that fundamentalist interpretation of their respective religious texts that yield those grave immoralities and rather practice their religion in a quite benevolent way.
The issue is you have people in Iran who are literally suffering, people who had to flee Iran 47 years ago, who are still suffering to this day, people all around the world, because the Islam extremists, yeah, the ones who are also in charge of a lot of these countries, will kill you. They will behead you. They will do whatever they can to harm you if you do not believe with what they believe in, if you do not agree that the Prophet Muhammad is the one and only, and Islam is the only religion, and that should be allowed in the world.
Right.
So that's the thing. We are dealing with this today with Islam, and that's where the issue lies.
Okay, we're going to stop there. We're out of time. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the dialogue.
All right. I just want to give snaps to everybody in the circle so far. Good job, Dean. Snaps to you. Good job.
Cringe.
Let's take a breath. It's been a heated episode.
Why is it cringe to snap?
Good job, everybody. We want to give snaps out.
How about you snap your own, you know?
Wow.
So for the last portion of this video, I ask that you look around the circle and select somebody who you want to come back to the center and debate their claim with.
Oh, God. See, there's so many options here. I don't know. People might hit me at home for this one.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to respond to what she had to say.
Yeah, let's do it. Get up here.
Yes.
Did he bring the biggest retard up?
They're all the biggest retards, so.
You're brave to pick me, so that's good.
Or dumb.
My surrounded claim is that Democrats sold our country out.
Oh, boy.
Can I have an explanation of what you mean when you say that?
Well, first off, their open border policies, you know, sanctuary cities, which are completely unconstitutional. Thank God we have Sheriff Chad Bianco running for governor. Hopefully we'll eliminate
Jesus
that.
Christ.
You know, they said Russia, 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 right? About President Trump. Well, who sold their uranium to Russia? And I love when
Hillary,
Trump is talking to
one.
All these European countries. He says, you guys keep screaming Russia, Russia, Russia. Why aren't you buying oil from us? Why are you buying it from Russia? So there's so many good things that Trump has done and the Democrats have completely, like, I'm from Iran originally. The fact that Obama gave boatloads of cash to that evil regime makes me so angry. So I love that Trump annihilated.
Yeah, you can tell this was recorded a few weeks ago.
She hadn't hit the talking points yet.
Well, the reality hadn't happened yet. Does it say how long ago? Did it say at the beginning? It probably did at the beginning when this was recorded.
General Soleimani.
Like, people buy Russian oil, right? Is because it's just closer and it's easy to like handle the logistics versus bringing it in from the United States of America.
Yeah, it's way cheaper.
Yeah.
Proxy guy in Iraq offed him because he killed 10,000 people, including women and children.
Okay.
So,
yeah, a lot.
Yeah. So I am so happy for him getting rid of the nuclear facilities along with Benjamin Netanyahu with the intelligence that they brought in and the weapons. And they are our only allies. And the liberals hate Israel.
Yeah.
This was like, it could have been World War III. If we didn't get rid of this stuff, you and I might not be here the next 5-10 years.
You should hate Trump then.
Oh, I should love him because he just stopped World War III. He stopped the deep state from destroying this world. And that's what Marxists do. That's what Marxists do.
They own all branches of government.
Doesn't matter.
Have no God, and they don't understand what's actually going on because they're more concerned about putting men in women's bathrooms in their sports.
Oh my goodness. What's a communist? Can you define that word?
Yeah, it's somebody that thinks that we should not have our own private property. So the government gets to choose, which is, I don't want the government to be my mom.
Why is he just pivoting and not responding to what she's saying? Like, even if she's saying retarded shit, he should still respond or else he looks like an idiot.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's responded to a lot of stuff so far. I don't know what he's just picking.
Okay. I haven't seen this whole thing. All right.
This has all been pretty brutal. He's been talking like nonstop for an hour and a half. Every time any of them try to respond to them, to him, they get instantaneously voted off. So it's been just him like basically yapping like 95% of the video. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what their strategy was, but it didn't work. Yeah.
Representative government, which is called a constitutional republic. We are not a freaking democracy.
Okay. Well, we're not a democracy.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah. Go look at John Adams and what he said about democracy.
So first and foremost, you weren't necessarily right about what a communist is. Communism is a stateless, classless, moneyless society. Now, on to your second point here about
Did it work? Have you watched Dr. Zhivago?
Can I respond? So you said that we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic.
Correct.
So a constitutional republic would be a type of representative democracy. And what I mean when I say that is these two phrases are used interchangeably. Because under a republic, what? We have duly elected leaders that then represent the interests of the constituents of the nation. Under a representative democracy, we have duly elected leaders that represent the constituents of the nation.
A democracy is minus a constitution and the rule of law.
Do they just believe a democracy is literally only if every citizen is voting?
I don't even know. She just said, I don't even know.
I don't know.
So what? So it's basically, if you're saying a democracy, the 51% could go and kill off the 49%.
That's called a direct.
Pure democracy.
When Donald Trump said that he took a bullet for the American democracy, he was wrong?
Well, he likes to use that word, I think, to reach out
to all
Democrats. I believe he's wrong because I don't
believe
democracy. I don't like the word democracy. Right. I have a twitch when I hear the word because
it's almost just like you get crazy.
It's democracy, hypocrisy, bureaucracy. I mean,
Now another claim they made there is
I want to throw up when I hear the word democracy.
Yeah, MAGA. So listen.
Okay, you said MAGA like a swear word. Why did you say that like a swear word? Isn't that a good thing? Make America great again.
Well, what's not a good thing is saying that you're making America great again by taking health care away from 10 million loans to Americans like Trump did. Taking food stamps away from 3 million loans to Americans like. Okay, can I speak?
Oh, he got rid of all the
food.
Thank you. Right now, you're lying.
So I'll go ahead and restart, and I'll give you my sources at the end.
Okay.
Composure is important, ma'am.
No, you're going to talk down to me
and
your elder. You have respect for your elder.
So, first and foremost, Biden is your elder, and you don't have any respect for him.
Well, because
so let's stop it with hypocrisy.
He's an evil man.
You asked me, why do I use the swear word? Because Donald Trump has used that phrase, make America great again, to represent actions like taking health care away from 10 million low-income Americans through the Big Beautiful Bill, per the reports from the Congressional Budget Office, which is ran by Republicans. Liberal estimates are a little bit higher, at like 17 million people. Took food stamps away from 3 million low-income Americans through the Big Beautiful Bill as well. And according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, he reduced the purchasing power of the average American making at or under $51,000 per year. He refused to abide by a court order to pay out food stamp benefits for 12 million starving children in America during the last 12 days of the government shutdown. Okay, he's abused his power and privilege as the president to position himself above the law. One of the last things that you said when you were returning last month was everybody was above the law.
Because she knows he's wrong.
We woke up in a new America with a new system of justice where you and Trump could commit the same crime, tax fraud. You could be thrown in jail for it, and he can't even be investigated for it because of his deal with the IRS. And all of those things, when they are used to represent the claim, make America great again, absolutely do make MAGA a slur. It's embarrassing to be MAGA. I mean, get a grip, you guys, get a grip. And I said a lot there. I'll let you respond. But I have so much else to say. You know, like you were talking about like how we need to prevent Iran from getting nukes. We're at a worse place with Iran today than we were 10 years ago.
Wrong.
Thanks to Donald Trump.
Not
Obama
true,
got us an agreement to prevent them from nuclearizing until 2030. Donald Trump tore it up because it has Obama's signature on it. And about the whole respect your elders thing. So you can't expect me to respect you because you're older than me. If you're going to turn around and call Biden a good American man with great domestic policy, one of the best presidents in modern American history, crazy lunatic, evil man with crack set with a crackhead son, even though he's 30 years your elder.
It's on record. He said, I'm not going to, you're not going to get the $1 million loan unless you stop this investigation to Burisma, which his son was a part of and had zero experience.
That's illegal. That's extortion. Why isn't he in jail?
So he should be. But
why is it Trump trying to
jail? Because the deep state, have the judges, they have so much. They've infiltrated this country.
Donald Trump just hired 400 new judges that are loyalist to him. Why didn't they use one of them to get Biden run in jail?
And unfortunately, he doesn't get to pick which judge is used. And a lot of these judges are just evil.
Why isn't he even
There's been so many lies coming from your mouth. I'm like twitching over there. Every lie that I hear, you said people died on January 6th.
I said that they tried to kill cops.
No, they did not try to kill cops.
Yes, they
did. It was self-defense. They were being attacked. Four patriots died that day, and you don't hear anything except for the one that got shot by the cop. Yeah.
How about this? Can I ask you a question?
There's four of them that died, and zero cops died that day. One cop died the next day at 9:30 p.m. from a stroke.
Yeah.
So that was a lie. And I feel bad for people like you in your age because you're being indoctrinated with all this evil. You have no appreciation for life. You're willing to kill the most innocent and vulnerable.
Babies.
But if you were the baby,
oh, there we go, babies.
Guess what? You wouldn't want to be aborted. You'd be like, Mom,
hard pivot.
Save me, please.
Damn, she's owning him.
It was a big
she's owning
listen,
him.
Let's go ahead and start off with this. I want to ask you some general questions about your political beliefs because I've been holding them without much information. Name one domestic policy that the Biden-Harris administration influenced to get passed through Congress then signed into law.
DEI.
You don't like. Keep in mind, once again, policy is a bill passed through Congress and signed into law.
So I don't know that. I just know what he was
How many amendments are there in the Constitution?
DEI.
How many amendments are there in the Constitution?
I don't know exactly off the top
You don't know how many articles?
Okay, can I?
How about others?
Okay,
how many continents are
there? You know a lot of information, and I'll give you that.
How many continents are there?
Okay.
Ma'am, how many continents
are there? There's hundreds, but I...
There's seven!
Oh, countries. I thought countries. Sorry, problem. Countries. I thought you were talking about countries. I'm not doing an information war. I'm doing what I saw him do. He glorified a man on Woman's Day. He's trying to destroy reality of men and women. That is a bad thing, and that's a Marxist thing. So, you know, you're asking me all these questions because you're trying to get me. Okay, yeah, I might not have all of these little things that you remember, but what I know is common sense. And Biden's administration is not common sense. They sold us out just like Obama. Giving money to our enemies instead of helping our allies like Israel, who was the only country to stand and
you should love
those nuclear facilities that could have caused World War III. Let me finish.
Okay.
World War III, except for Israel. Israel was the only one. Donald Trump asked other countries to help because they were affecting them too.
Yeah.
And they had their tail between their legs and did nothing.
So, ma'am, the reason why I picked you to come up to the microphone knowing that it'd be a disaster is because I think that you are a very accurate representation of where the right is at today in modern political discourse and American politics. I think that you and many others are clueless people who don't know what they're talking about, have done no previous investigation or research into the American political system, can't even name a bill that Biden passed that you disagree with, yet you think he's a devil, and blame Obama for all of your problems, including the FBI, quote-unquote, going into the J6 riots 4 years after his administration was over. And I think that it is very important for you, me, everybody in the circle, and everybody watching at home to start caring about the world that we live in, start caring about critical thought, and doing investigative research into our beliefs and why we believe them before our world is gone to this shit of baseless claims, propaganda, and just putrid nonsense that is highlighted in the mouths and brains of politicians, the president, and cable news. It's important for us to think critically, and that's something that I don't think you do.
I think it's just straight up one word, projection. Left always projects. That's it. You're projecting all of your faults on me because I actually have life experience, which you don't have, and I have been a liberal, and I stepped out of that when I saw what they were doing with my child at school, who I pulled out and I'm homeschooling.
I've been on the earth for less years than you have, but I've done more with the years that I have.
Okay. We got to stop there.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause to Trent.
Woo, woo, woo.
Let's give a round of applause to Dean. Thank you, Dean. If you want to let us know what you thought about this episode, leave a comment. But actually,
why do you take the glasses?
Don't do that. Just go for a walk, take breath. That was a pretty heated discussion.
Wow.
Tune in Wednesday for a follow-up discussion with some of the people in this episode. Thank you for watching. Maybe let us know who you want to see in the center next time. We'll see you next time.
I hate it so much, just seeing people be so lost in their delusion. And these people who believe in these things so undoubtedly with such a high level of confidence, are morons.
Well, Dean is the typical liberal man, and he will insult you when he's losing an argument.
True.
How many times did he insult me? We had to stop.
I think that MAGA women often get mischaracterized as uneducated or that they're oppressed. And honestly, a lot of MAGA women have come from liberal backgrounds. They've taken a lot of thought into why they believe what they believe.
We're all MAGA in our own unique ways. And I feel like people try to kind of put us in one sort of box. But I think MAGA is about being a free thinker and having some common sense.
I hold on to this baseline assumption that although maybe...
Yeah, if someone calls themselves a free thinker, retard.
Conservative 100% of the time.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe. And don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.